You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Welcome to the funniest podcast on the planet Earth.
This is going to be a clusterfuck.
This podcast has no rules.
Talking to the mic, asshole.
I'm sure I've already said, should I regret?
Can I get a microphone?
No! What the fuck?
I always try to keep it like a comic hang. I have a bunch of guys on. It's just us sitting down and yapping. Sometimes it's hilarious. Sometimes it's intense. No topic, no direction. It's all I love doing it.
Don't play both sides of the coin.
That's how the host does, you motherfucker.
I wonder if they think my podcast is popular enough where I might affect somebody's life.
You never know.
It's Robert Kelly's You Know What Do podcast on Riotcast.com.
What's up? We are back. You know what, dude? Every week consistently for fucking years, we're here on Tuesday. Well, you, Sunday night, Monday morning, to download or watch on YouTube because we're the motherfuckers. Make sure you become a premium member. Mm-hmm. Don't be an asshole. Become a premium member. $1.99. Sign up. Get the app. You know what, dude?
Download it.
Right, download it. We got fucking Adam, aka the Assassin Audio.
Yes,
hey guys.
The audio assassin. I've been doing AKAs before anybody's been doing AKAs.
All right, by the way, getting a lot today.
I'm just saying that there's a lot of fucking podcasts doing AK. Mike Rappaport does the AKA. I did AKA Monster Voice. AKA. I did all these AKA. I love Mike Rappaport's podcast. It's one of my favorites. But I've been doing the AKAs. We got AKA the Audio Assassin. We got AKA the fucking A-Cup.
Come on.
AKA Don Knotts.
AKA Cup.
Don Knotts chest.
Listen, I got a great nipple.
Ugh.
I'm going with that.
So
I'm going to stick with my great nips.
Yeah, so isn't Ricky Martin. I want to suck his fucking hairy Mexican tit. What? He's not Mexican.
At least I don't have hair on my nips.
Yeah, not yet. I saw a lady the other day. Now, you have to help me with this. I get it that you're a vegan. I get it that you're, you know, you don't, you whatever the fucking belief system is. But she came in, big girl, which I love big girls.
Yeah.
I have no problem you being a big girl.
Yeah.
More came into a store. I love it. She was a big, big girl, though. Yeah. Bigger than me. That's a big girl.
Nice.
All right, relax with
kidding.
You. Shocked face. big girl, and she had just long, wispy hair on her chest.
Stop.
I was eating miso soup at a Japanese little to-go place, trying to be healthy.
Ew.
Trying to keep it together. I'm just hungry, but I didn't want to eat too much. I didn't want to overeat. I didn't want to eat shit, so I got a little miso soup.
Was it black
and
hair?
And a seaweed salad. No, it was a white girl.
No, it was a black hair.
Oh, black hair. Sorry. I'm fucking racist, Bob Kelly.
So
no, it was a white girl. Can you believe it? Is this your pen?
No.
Oh.
so aggressive.
I'm aggressive.
Is this your fucking pen?
I'm a fucking aggressive, yeah.
I know.
And I have tone issues. We know I have tone issues.
I know.
Become a premium member.
Please.
Download the app. You Know What Dude podcast app.
You Know What Robert Kelly's You Know What Dude podcast app.
There you
app.
Go. Hit the button, join, boom. Mm-hmm. Did we get that audit that Creeps with Kids up?
Rob's got it. He's got to edit it.
He fucking,
will,
come on.
He'll have it up.
Rob's
when? I've been promising these premium members content.
I'll ask him.
I got the new Go Mixer from Roland because I want to start doing video podcasts on my phone.
Yeah.
For on the go. That's why it's called the Go Mixer.
Yeah.
And Adam is helping me. Adam the Audio Assassin, a.k.a.
And you love it when I use really like inside audio terms like field.
I kept going, well, are you going to use this in the field? I go, yeah, I'm going to the field.
If you fucking say field one more time.
Yeah, I'm going to fucking Syria next week to do some field reporting.
He asked if you were going to use it in the field.
I asked if he was going to use it in
the
field.
He kept saying field.
Oh, my God.
I told him, if he said field again, I'm going to hit him with fucking one of Gnome's ukuleles.
And that was on the phone.
Did you ever get fucking whacked with
I'm
the
surprised
nude?
He didn't
Never
hang
have.
Up on you.
No. All right, I got my own people talking over me. Never mind the fucking guest invite. You two twats are going to fucking get so comfortable. I listen.
No. I love you.
Anyways, what was it? Okay, so
hair,
wispy, long, like I mean, years of growth.
Yeah.
It looked like it was not patched up. It was like armpit hair,
like a little curl,
like an Asian dude's armpit hair. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like a pube.
Yeah, it was
like a long
fucking.
Pube.
Why do pubes not grow long?
They do. What?
Yeah, but they stop. They stop. It's not like head hair.
Yeah.
Like genetics is just crazy. It's like somewhere in your body, it said, that's enough.
Yeah.
That's enough growth.
See, I grow, I'm like full hairy from chin down, like we know. Covered. In
are you
hair.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I got to wax. I got to maintain.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. God. Why would you ever fucking tell anybody?
I'm Italian.
You have hair on your nipples?
No, I don't.
Do you have hair on your stomach?
Yes, I do.
I gotta go. Never come here again. Where on your stomach?
Just like I got like a happy trail, but I wax it.
A little treasure trail.
What do you wax it with? A candle? Fucking beast.
I lay there and I just right off of me. Feels good.
I remember this Puerto Rican girl in Boston. She was so hot. And I showed up for date number deuce.
Oh, Puerto Ricans.
She opened the door. Oh, yeah. She opened the door with the white bleach all over her mustache.
Oh, my God.
She opened the door and I went, what? Are you all right? She goes, I'm just bleaching. Oop, I forgot. I'm sorry. I was like, okay. She took it off. I could not stop.
The hair is still there.
A lot of Spanish girls leave the hair. You go to Brazil, you know what? They don't shave their legs in Brazil.
Nah.
They go on the beach, right on the beach. Pull that up. On the beach, Brazilian girls bleaching their hair on the beach. They have they'll bleach their hair right on the beach, and they leave this long wispy hair. But you can't see it because their skin's so dark from the sun, and they're the beautiful golden color of the Brazilian girl's skin. And then with white, you know, hair, you can't see it. You can't see it. Video, do video, and then it's pretty amazing. See it?
Looks a little porny.
Can you see it? Is there any videos?
No.
Nothing? What's that one up top? Brazilian prisoners dressed like in
bikini.
You know what? Hit that. Hang on. Click on that. I want to see that. Brazilian prisoners dressed in bikinis film snorting cocaine. Of course I want to see that. That's why I love the internet. You can literally just try to go get one thing, and all of a sudden we're watching. Look at that. Nice. Look at those Brazil girls. Hit that play button. Stop messing around.
Make it big.
Oh, make it big. You're making it big. You're making it big. Turn that down. All right. Look at those. That's a Brazil prison. That sounds like heaven.
Why are they dressed in regular clothes?
Well, they're having a... It's Mardi Gras. Look at that. That's heaven to me right there.
Really?
Oh, I'd go in there with a nightstick and a wad of 20s. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, look how pretty they are. Oh, look at that. What?
She jerking off?
No, she's not jerking off.
Yeah, they're tiling something out, though.
They're twiddling something.
Oh, they have no underwear on.
Oh.
There's the boss lady.
Yeah, that's the boss.
That's the madam.
That's the boss lady right there.
She eating. Oh, my God.
What is that, a penis?
Is that a penis? Oh, it's an arm.
Oh, I think they're tiling out the coat.
That's what you're used to. That's a size penis you're used to. Anything that looks like an arm, you're like, is that a penis? Fucking you and your creepy boyfriend.
It's true. It's huge.
All right. Cancel all this. Anyways, let's bring the guests up. We have a great show today. Who do we get on today?
We have Greg Stone.
Love Greg Stone. So funny. I just saw him on the stoop downstairs. Looked a little serious on the phone. But anyway.
Yeah, I passed him by. So I was like, beautiful day out here. And he was like, I was like, all right, see you in a minute.
Way to say what I just said twice. What the fuck are you working on?
I wanted to change my acting skills. Yeah, that was a little demonstration of how I'm a great actress.
Yeah, okay. We get it. Relax.
Okay.
Fucking UCB Lauren over here, a.k.a. UCB. What else we got?
We got Dan St. Germain. He's coming up right now. And Yamanika Sanders.
Yamanika's going to be a little late. Who knew? it's going to be a great show. Oh, I love you. Changed the logo up.
Yeah, man.
Oh, God. I say change the logo up. You know what he does? He changes the fucking logo up, and it looks great. Was that you?
We did it together. Teamwork. Yeah, group Come effort. On here.
I got the best team in the world right now.
Teamwork.
The only problem with it is that someday it's going to end.
No, it's never going to end. We're going to die together, Bobby. You're never leaving my side.
How about this? We wind up making a lot of money and sell the show to somebody else, and then then I replace you. No.
I can't wait till I start to get like really like a little haggard looking. You just trade me in immediately.
I'm not going to trade you in. Hey, there he is. How are you? There we go. And then some fucking dude, I have no idea who the fuck, who's random people coming up to my studio? Who the fuck is this guy? Hi, buddy. I got to make sure that this fucking, I don't know who this person is. How you doing? I can't just have, is he a guest?
Yeah.
Oh, well, fucking let me know. I don't want to get murdered. Do you watch the fucking news? Do you know Selena?
You remind me of Selena.
A lot of people fucking just some random liberal guy who heard me say something on Nick DiPaolo's podcast for a laugh. Then he's up here taking me out. Hey, want to tell me when people come up to the studio? I would like to know as a fan.
Oh, hey.
Hi, how are you? Sorry, I just, you know, I went to therapy today, so I'm...
So you're in a good place?
Well...
Whether they unearth the bad shit.
I'll tell you, people say you go to therapy and you're supposed to be healthier, but what happens is, right, you get into it, and all of a sudden I'm an open wound, and he sends me out to the fucking world.
Yeah, all the pus comes out. Well, you want all the pus.
I'm not that bad. How are you?
I'm great, man.
We got a special guest coming on today.
Ooh. Yes.
Very special guest. I'm very excited about. Just saw him out front of Ben's Pizza. I was having a pokey, not a bowl.
You ate it without me? How could you pokey without me?
Bub, I was dying.
Oh my God. How dare you pokey without me?
We'll do pokey
after.
I did a pokey, the little
you
cup.
Pokey after?
I did the cup,
all
yes. Right. We'll do pokey after. I had to eat. I went to boxing today. I went back to the gym. So my body, even though it should be eating its own fat for 9 years, I should be able to. I would survive on an island for 9 years with nothing, just water. Just water. Nothing. And then I would still, by 9 years, you'd come on, I'd be in shape. You're like, wow, Bob, you look great. You got abs. You look like Jesus, the Catholic one. Who did that joke? Everybody. Jesus had abs. We got Yamanika is coming on. She's late.
Yeah.
I'm black. kidding. Who said that?
That wasn't me.
But we do have a special guest coming on today. Please bring up this video. Did you see the guy? I love that airlines now, with technology, everybody has a fucking phone. We're seeing what really happens in the air. How fucking crazy. No, not that guy. Who's that guy? Man kicked off Delta flight for using bathroom. No, I mean, there's so many fucking just people getting beat up. The guy beat up a guy on a fucking plane. Just type that.
I was about to say, these are like the white version of police brutality videos. This is the closest you're going to get to a white guy and being a police brutality video.
Yeah, just somebody.
They took me from business class and put me in coach. You know,
like, well, it's like this, sir. It's a guy. No, fight on plane. Just type in fight on plane. I gotta fucking do this. There we go. This guy. Oh my God! Right there, first one. Bing. Watch two men get into violent fight on Japanese.
Love it.
Violent.
Stop right here before you make it big. Get it ready. I'm just gonna stretch.
That's the problem with
like my t-shirts.
You know, the Japanese, they hold this all this emotion in, so when it comes out, it's like.
Well, it's not. See here, you gotta watch the video before you make your fucking statement about Japanese people. I know you're a political fucking guru, but listen, okay. I know you get the beard to fucking say. I work in Brooklyn. I have something to say. Listen, all right, you long haired hippie. It's two American guys, you fucking trash.
I thought it was a Japanese on here.
Well, see, that's the problem with people. They just read the headlines and make an opinion.
Yeah,
settle down, you fucking...
What
are you, a woman blogger? Listen.
I was a woman blogger, thing to say, but kind of like a racial, more of a right wing. Oh my God, the Japanese.
It would be rape. Two men raped each other on a Japanese flight. What happened was... these two guys, this is funny though. So, bring it back to the beginning, please. I'd like to watch the whole video. Thanks. I love you. This guy, look, he's got his bows on. They're ready to go. He's got his fucking baseball because he's a douche. You know, that first of all, that's his airplane outfit, which fucking bugs me. There's certain guys that have their outfit on a plane, and that's his baseball. Honey, have you seen my flying hat? And are you all right? Are you dying?
Allergies,
I was just kidding about allergies.
Yeah.
You sure it's not drugs?
I wish.
You're not going to pull a fucking Mitch Hedberg, are you? What's going on?
It's been 2 years.
You good? Right in the bathroom, right inside there. So anyways, this guy is just putting his shit together, getting ready to fly. I don't know what happened before this.
Uh-huh.
I think this guy might. But I've had a guy. I pray for this to happen. I'm such a fucking psychopath.
Yeah, yeah.
I want this to happen so bad to me.
Yeah.
On an airplane, though?
I told my therapist this. Yes. Especially on an airplane.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I want somebody to film it. I told my therapist today, I would love for some fucking schedule, some douche who had a little much too much booze at the airport bar, whatever his fucking, some little fuck just to snap on me and kind of attack me a little on a plane.
Yeah.
I would beat the fuck out of him. I would take out all, from my second father, from all the fucking juvie jails, all the bullying that happened to me, every fucking shitty cab driver, every fucking plane that was delayed, and every time I was lied to, every passive aggressive fucking face my wife ever gave me would come out on this cocksuckers. Yeah. I would not stop because I could be in the right because he attacked me on a plane. I had a guy one time turn around and I was pushing the buttons on the screen.
Yeah.
And he goes, mate, you want to, you know, it's a push button. Yeah. I don't know where he's from. I'm just throwing.
He's Japanese, actually.
Yeah. It's not as funny when you go, oh, please don't push a button. Yeah.
Hard. I don't know if I can argue that.
Yeah, it's not funny. Mate. He turned around and he goes, mate, well, you know, something like that. He's like, you're pushing the buttons, you know, it's touchscreen. You don't have to tap. I go, relax. Sit down, relax.
Yeah.
Don't talk. Why are you talking, you know? But I would love to just fucking have this happen. When I saw this video, I was like, oh my God, this makes me so happy. And the guy with the headphones, I hope he's in the right. This is the problem with these videos. You do make, like, I'll totally take this guy's side, and then I'll find out that he kicked the guy's baby.
You'll get
the rest of the video, and I'll make a statement, and I'll find out that he kicked the guy's baby. Who's that?
Tom Saletti.
No. Tom Saletti, I called him by accident.
Oh, okay.
All right, so here we go. Ready? Okay. Hang on 1 second. Pause it. Let me just get it. I feel bad. Hang on 1 second. Tom Saletti. Everybody, Tom, I butt-dialed you by accident. You're on my podcast.
You doing your podcast?
Yeah, you're on live right now. Is that okay? You have to say that now to people.
Nah, that's fine.
Hi, Tom. I just emailed you back.
All right, this isn't a fucking business call for you. All right? You're under my dime now, okay? So don't fucking
help
kiss
me.
Don't kiss. Oh, really?
Oh, no, I'm just
kidding.
I'll
fucking help you. I'll fucking. You can be with Scopo.
Oh my God.
They're shooting for Never 1 week Scopo. And you're done. You're back over here. All right, buddy. I'll talk to you later, all right? You got it? Was it important?
No, I was calling you back. I meant to call you this morning, but then I saw you called, so no worries.
All right.
I'll get you later.
Well, this is great. We should do a segment called "The Boringest Conversation."
Someone from that office calls every episode.
Yes, talk over Tom, Lauren. Just keep yapping, Lauren. Lauren's all whipped up today. She's talking. I think she wants to take over the podcast, Tom.
She's feeling spunky. I like it.
Yeah, well, spunky. She smells spunky. But all right, I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.
I do smell.
That's what happens when you date a comic. You always smell spunky.
What?
All right, here we go. Ready? But he, look what he does to that shirt.
This guy's crazy.
Help me.
I've ever seen.
Stop. This is the funniest part. He goes, I'll kill you. He goes, I'll kill you. And then he throws a one knuckle punch. Yeah. He literally, he goes, I'll kill you. And he throws a knuckle.
Yeah.
And like he's going to give him a noogie.
Also, the dark beard and the white hair always looks so fucking weird.
This is the problem with this guy too, is you cannot, he's got a ton of tattoos. So he probably get tattoos.
Yeah.
He thinks he's in that world and he's really not. This guy over here with the bows and the hat, this guy probably played baseball in college,
right.
Basketball, has a Letterman, probably a couple kids, but still can fucking beat the shit out of somebody.
He was throwing real punches. The other guy wasn't throwing punches. He was throwing
back,
fingers
bring
around.
Bring it back to the beginning again. I want to see if we can CSI this a little bit. This guy's getting ready, right? All right, hit the play. He just came
out of nowhere.
He came out of nowhere like a cat.
Yeah.
Like, right?
Yeah.
I mean, what the fuck?
It was real speed.
What could he have? What? Why?
That was a cat.
Yeah.
Where did he come from?
He came from the seat in front of him.
He was curled behind a radiator, and then he jumped out.
Oh, if that guy, if you would have hit him with that punch, the guy would be dead.
Watch what he does to his shirt.
This guy's crazy. Help me.
Dude. That move, the point to the face, to the punch, like Bruce Lee.
Yeah.
It's impossible unless you're Bruce Lee.
But look what he did to his, you know, that Hawaiian shirt he got wherever he was.
Yeah.
He was so psyched to bring that home. Look what he did to it. Watch, play, push play. Ready?
I'll kill you.
Yeah, these girls are really trying to stop it.
Oh, my God.
Look at,
Oh, it's a fucking cape now.
Yeah, I love it. He ripped his shirt. Look, yeah, they're really trying to stop him. Look at him. They're not even holding him.
Poor flight attendants.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Japanese people are so docile.
They're not supposed to do it. I mean, I don't, they're not supposed to even put your luggage in the thing for you because if they get hurt, they're not, like, covered or something. Yeah. So I would imagine they're not allowed to help people break up fights.
I don't know if that's true in Japan, though.
Oh, I don't know if it's true even here. Oh. I just kind of said it. I didn't have anything else to say.
We live in a country now where you can just do that, though. It's fine. You can say whatever the fuck you want.
It really is.
I want to be on the podcast.
Why I read it. Where? On my website. I wrote it on my website, then I read it, and now I'm referencing it.
It really is true that people just say shit, and then people go, did you hear? I've done that so many times.
I was trying to bring that. You're going to be cut to us like on a flight like this weekend and be like, you know, my buddy. Yeah, they can't lift those things. They're not even covered. How fucked up is that?
And then he's on the this guy's in a cab going to, you know, did you know you can't? I didn't know that. And then she's in a fucking aerobics class. Yeah. They can't help you anymore because of the fight. They can't, it's illegal. They can't even help you.
So,
and, then, and somehow it's going to become the old lady at McDonald's who burnt your pussy. Yeah, because that one thing, when that old lady burnt your
butterfly
pussy.
Butterfly effect with just stupid people.
Go ahead, watch this. You're going to watch this jab the guy throws. So it's great. You brought
it's
it
not over.
Did you bring it to the beginning? No, here you go. Here we go. Watch the jab. He comes back.
The guy looks like this L.A. comic, Bronson Jones.
Watch cool this. Name. Someone brought up. Stop right there. Someone brought up America, which was hilarious. I love that.
Yeah.
Someone. I think he brought up America. What is this America? I don't know, something, which is great. I love that. Where the fuck? This is what we are now.
Yeah.
Around the world.
A bunch of animals.
Yeah. Just fucking people beating the shit out of each other on planes.
I mean, that guy in that Hawaiian shirt couldn't look any more American. That is like a character of what you think a PI would dress like in the 80s.
Oh my God. He's terrible. Here he comes again. Roy, watch this.
Is he comes running back?
Oh, he comes running back.
Oh, that's exciting.
Look at that. There's a baby right there, too.
That's what hurts my...
Watch. And that... Oh, here we go. All right, here we go.
I'm back!
Watch this jab.
Oh!
Stop, stop, go back. Just a little bit, right? There's one fucking pussy. Stop, guys, get off this plane. Why don't you shut the fuck up and man up and get up there and fucking block this guy?
Yeah.
Guys, stop, get off this plane. What is that? That's the exact opposite of Sam Jackson. Or fucking. It's. What the fuck is that? Gotta go back.
Oh, man, he gets it.
He's like.
Oh, that poor woman.
Hey.
No, those tattoos or is that hair? I think it's just hairy.
Stop right there. This guy.
Oh, my God. I love the New York Post logo at the end. The New York Post headline became a video. That was
That'd be a great podcast, YKWD version of the New York Post. FYI, write that down. But the guy filming finally, hey, guy, you finally put the camera down.
Yeah.
And I'll help somebody. Do you hear him? Hey, this is too much.
Was that in the air or when they were on the tarmac?
I believe that was on the tarmac. It sounded, though, like they were flying, didn't it? I don't know.
It sounded like they were flying.
The plane would have went down a little.
If they were flying, I would have been fucking pissed. If on the tarmac, you have time to wait anyway. That would be fun. From the tarmac to the gate, that would be like a I wouldn't even notice
people
the 20
throwing
minutes.
Bets, money in. Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I think here's a problem is there was a woman up front with a baby.
Yeah.
Too, this violent guy, I'm so scared every time, you might have to talk them up, Bubba, every time I fly, that I'm going to get fucked with from TSA or whoever the fucking airport people are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? And where are they?
Yeah.
I would assume they'd have to be in the air.
Yeah.
But, well, true, because that guy wouldn't
hang on one second. Can you not do that, Lauren? We're actually doing a show. Can you just go down and meet him, sweetie?
Did we start?
Thanks. We started. we've been on. That's hilarious.
Oh, I thought we were just
there she is. Hey, could you? Oh, the energy you're bringing in is great. Oh, that's
air right in here.
That's fucking. Oh, you look happy.
The airline video just arrived.
What the fuck? What are you looking for?
A charger.
All right, listen. Do this. We're doing a show. Don't just come in and take over the show.
Already?
Yeah, we're on. We've been on for fucking 10 minutes.
Well, they hate me anyway.
4 o'clock? No, who hates you?
Your whole crew hates me.
I love you.
The fat black gorilla's here. Jesus. I gotta make my note.
Bubba, are you crazy? Note. There he is. Yamanika is here with some fucking.
Paul Provenza and Yamanika.
Paul Provenza just walked in. We got a full fucking house today.
Oh, oh come on.
Wow, she just bullied you out of your ice water.
You let anybody in here.
And therein lies where fucking the white guy is in the world today. Yeah. Oh, come on.
Oh, man, dude.
She just walked
forever
up.
Feature.
I'm taking your water.
I said reparations.
And you went, oh, come on, you fucking coward.
Where oh, he can go? Get the cops to kill me. Please.
Cocksucker, you.
I don't know.
Introduce me to all your friends.
Huh?
Introduce me to all your
well,
friends.
You're a grown oh, yeah. adult. Oh, introduce man. Yourself. Yeah. They know you.
Hello.
Paul yeah, Provenza.
Nice to meet you.
Yamanika?
Yamanika.
With a Y, yes.
Yamanika. She's usually...
Hello,
usually,
sir.
Are you going to be on your phone?
No, I just want to make sure I don't have any boogers and stuff. I ran to you.
Can you get her a napkin? Please, a little towel.
I'm trying to work out. I'm trying to lose weight.
You're sweating like a Southern trial lawyer that's losing.
Yes. Yes. You'll be sweating soon. Yes.
Bubba, you're coming in with a lot of fucking
Gabrielle Sidibe lost 200 pounds. I've got to get on top of
who?
It. Precious.
She lost 200 pounds?
Oh, she's a, like
no.
a supermodel now.
Really?
Yeah, I was like, there's nothing like
seeing
a... I don't
know like about a supermodel.
No, compared to what she was.
Yeah, yeah, that's
the supermodel
true.
Industry has changed.
Yeah, a lot.
Yeah.
That is true.
Oh, my God. Thank you, baby, so
Bob,
much.
You can't,
you,
just,
going,
you can't just lose weight and be a supermodel. You bring her up, please. What's her name again?
Gabrielle. Is it Gabrielle?
Yeah.
Sidibe?
Sidibe.
Sidibe. Bring her up now. Put now.
Now. Put now. Yeah, now.
No, not then.
You know what she looked like in Precious. I mean, yeah, she was running with fried chicken
that
in her
movie,
hands.
Man, is fucking crazy. Like,
I didn't watch it.
Oh,
I
it's like one more
on
fucked up thing happens after the next.
I won't watch that movie because of that. It was too fucking sad.
It's too
sad.
I masturbated.
By the end
to
of it,
it
you're like, when is the hurricane coming? Because this bitch has been through everything.
I'm sorry, what?
I masturbated and to it.
You did?
Yeah. Yeah. I love the abuse.
You love the abuse?
Yeah.
That's good. You fucking had clothespins on your nipples, had a frying pan
Holy
on your
shit,
dick.
She got thin.
Let me see.
Well, that one in the black and white is not her. That's an exaggeration. But
where
there's
is
one.
She?
Put in now. Put then, like recent.
I said, stop 1 second.
Oh,
stop 1 second.
Wait. Some of those are Oprah.
I said, put in now. Don't fucking pass off what I said. And then she does it like she only listens to black women.
Well, I'm having a good day. I'm sweating
well,
though. This one. Look at this.
You didn't even come close to spelling her name right.
All right. She
no.
Looks,
she,
oh, wow.
She
looks
let's
great.
Stop. First of all, you look better than her now. Okay.
Yeah,
oh my God! With the sweat, even thank you.
Not, well, the sweat. I like the sweat.
You like it?
Sweat's
yeah,
good.
I like
oh
it.
My God!
Click on a photo, please. Let me see what she looks like.
She's doing it.
Are you out of your mind?
Not that one. That's a while. Go to this one up here with
up
this.
Left.
Yes.
Up cup.
Look
left.
At her. She's got like a controlled spank. She wasn't able to wear a spank before.
Bubba, are you out of your mind?
No, she's cute.
What?
You guys
click on that photo. You're. First of all, she's not proportionate. You're proportionate.
I don't know. She's lost.
Your boobies are the same size as everything else. Your booty, everything.
Yeah.
You're very proportionate. You got a beautiful face. There's no
that's
way.
Wonderful.
You
thank
lose
you.
A little weight. That's fine. But I think no. you're pretty like this.
Oh my God.
I love
you.
Did
you, have, you. Do you have health problems?
Not really. No.
Screw it.
I mean, I've got sleep
apnea.
That
went from the opposite of a compliment. You're beautiful. Like, so what are you going to die
I
of?
Think
in a couple
she's sweating from walking up the flight of stairs.
Yeah, well, I do that
no,
too.
No, I'm in my workout gear. Look at.
Okay,
you think I wear this shit?
You know. Hey, sit down. You know this is a comedy podcast, okay? I'm not fucking. This is what is this? Bill Maher? I was a joke, you fucking asshole. All right, you come in. You're on the phone. You're late. What's going on? I'm not there. Relax.
Everybody
you take
thought
my
I was upset.
Water.
I was. He. It was. Cold, what does he need cold water for?
I like cold water.
You're not even sweating. I'm sweating up a storm.
No, I already had one, so
I love that when
fine,
you get attacked, you turn into a Jewish lady from Long Island. I'm sweating up a storm.
What does he need cold water for?
I'm so glad you came up. I told him this. He's going to Ben's Pizza to get a slice of pizza.
Oh.
A slice of Sicilian pizza.
Because it's the best Sicilian in town.
Whatever. Right. With the Sicilian. I told him to get a grandma slice.
Yeah,
I got a grandma slice.
Because grandma, it's the best grandma slice in town. Ben's.
Yeah.
It's the best grandma pizza.
And
you
were
absolutely correct. It's a fantastic slice of pizza.
Oh my God.
And from now on, instead of getting two slices of Sicilian, I'm going to get a grandma and a Sicilian.
Boom.
What's a grandma?
My life.
Well, grandma, you don't know what grandma pizza is?
And I'm a big girl. And I don't know what grandma is.
Grandma pizza.
Well, not your grandma. It's somebody else's grandma.
This is going to be a great show. I love it. This is going to be like Green Room. This is going to be like Green Room all over, kind of.
An Italian grandma.
It's a... The I can smell it. It's coming.
I'm pretty sure it's still on my face.
A grandma pizza is the crust is flaky. It's more of a flaky type of crust, like a
very crunchy, really croissant-ish. Crunchy.
Okay,
if
all
that's
right.
a word.
But it's a square, like
it's a square, like yeah, Sicilian.
It's like Sicilian. It's thinner than Sicilian. Yeah. But that same, like really great crunchy crust.
Yeah. Not as hard crust.
Yeah,
and the sauce is just amazing. It's the best. Ben's has the best grandma slice on the planet Earth. Regular slice, you go to John's.
Well, have you been to Prince Street? Have you had a Prince Street pizza?
Listen,
because I will go throw down with this.
I'll fucking, dude. I'll put it down. Whoever has the best slice, are you talking slice or grandma slice?
Well, I'm not 100% sure if the Prince Street is Sicilian or grandma. I think it's grandma, but I'm like 78% sure.
All right, I will do that, and whoever wins, I gets to suck the other guy's cock.
I'll suck my own cock.
I was thinking
to suck my
cock. I was
cock.
Thinking just free pizza.
Yeah.
You guys took it to another level.
Yeah, I mean, no, I'm trying to get
I love that you
suck.
Go,
but I'm not in the bed. How can I suck cock?
But would you put that all that against the...
It went to cock sucking quick. What determines the name of the pizza?
Ben.
Sicilian.
What a grandma. Guido opened
Sicilian's
the show.
Like a square.
I think a grandmother
thick.
Probably made that slice of pizza with that certain dough.
Actually, okay. When my grandmother used to make homemade pizza, it was a lot like that grandma pizza. It's square pan, a lot of olive oil on it.
Yeah.
So they actually mean Provenzio's grandma's pizza.
Yes,
that's what they're saying.
I had no idea my grandma was involved in this industry.
Are you Italian?
But she is, yeah.
Italian one.
Yeah. Italian.
Just all straight up Italian.
Straight up Italian.
My God.
Yes. There's a little Jewish undertone.
Well, I'm a comic.
No, he tried to make it as a comic back in the 90s.
From my generation. From my generation, if you were a comic, you were Jewish.
Yeah. You were Jewish.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen his show, The Green Room?
No, I haven't.
You've
I'm
never
sorry.
Seen this show? Okay.
Listen, I don't even watch television, and, you know.
I'm not
a
blame you.
You don't have to stay. A lot of people didn't see it.
No,
your
because
age,
I don't
want to.
So many people didn't see
I'm
it.
I'm not a
well, no,
more people
my
didn't
age.
See it than saw it.
Well, people saw it. It's a great
but
show.
But your face is very very familiar to me. I don't know how I know your face.
I spend a lot of time at Ben's.
Maybe I'm always down at Ben's, but down at Ben's. Bending down at Ben's.
No,
you
we got it. We just didn't like
Shut
it.
Shut up, motherfucker.
Shut
I love
face.
It.
I love you, and I'm going to fucking attack you all day.
The other day when we did that show together, you were so amazing. I had to go, but I wanted to jump up on that stage and hug you.
Oh, you fucking annihilated.
You
Let's
were...
Just, and we're going to jerk each other off for a second. She went up
Darling.
On this. It was a... the title couldn't have been worse. It was a benefit for the Greenwich Village Association of something. So you know, and it was all white people from Greenwich Village, you know, who try to keep Greenwich trees and, you know, squirrels living in Greenwich,
Greenwich Village.
Village
gentrification.
Yeah,
well,
the pigeons, our pigeons are different, those guys, you know what I mean?
I like a little dirt on my streets.
I walk in, she's going on stage, she fucking annihilated.
I had a good time. Babe.
They were she's killing them. And I was supposed to go on after Paul Mercurio, which I was like, I'll do that. You know what I mean? I'll fucking do that. And then they're like, no, you're going up next. And I was like, Liz, I got time. I can fucking. She's like, you're going up next. So I had to go up after you. But you killed. Everybody killed. It was a great crowd.
It was a great crowd.
They were a really
yeah.
great crowd. Let's bring up. I want to show you. This is one of my favorite episodes of your show, which I mean, here's the problem with this. With our political climate right now, comedians are the only honest people out there who aren't. Oh, if it's funny, it's funny. We tell it like it is.
Well, you know, I believe that too, and that was a big part of the sort of, you know, ethos behind Green Room and all that.
Yeah.
Shit. Was
where did
just
you come up with this show? Where the idea? Where did
you know, it's an idea that I've always wanted. I always wanted to try and let people have some kind of experience that was like when I got into the world of comedy and I realized it's like when, you know, like when you take your dog to the dog park and all of a sudden it's like,
my species.
Right. That's what getting into comedy was like for me, you know?
Sorry.
And I always thought, man, if people could experience comedy the way we experience it, just being around comedians, that it's almost like a different way of being in the world
right.
because We don't have to answer to anybody.
Nope.
We speak our minds.
Yeah.
There's, whatever's wrong with us is the thing we ride into the sunset. That's the thing that makes us different, makes us unique.
Yeah.
We spend a lot of times thinking, reading, watching, and we just report back. And we don't judge each other most of the time.
Yeah.
We don't judge each other for whatever it is you think. As long as it's
funny, right now.
As long as it's funny, say it. Right?
Yes.
So what happens is people actually exchange ideas and opinions without watching every word they say.
Yep.
And I just think it's,
and
it's
not hating
cool
each other at the end of it.
That's the other thing.
That's
is
the
that
key.
You can say, you can really lambast each other, but there's still some loving about it. Like you don't hate somebody because they don't agree with you.
Exactly. But like comics, the key to being a good comic, I say, is everybody says being able to bust balls.
Mm-hmm.
It's not. It's being able to take it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's being able to take a fucking hit.
Yeah.
Someone slamming you and being able to fucking go, that's fucking funny.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Funny trumps everything, right?
Yeah. The people that don't laugh, who go, you're not funny. To me, you're not funny.
And
you're just doing comedy. You learn how to write a joke and the formula of what we do. But someone who can't take a joke, okay, whatever. But someone who takes a fucking hit and can go, you cocksucker, that was a good one.
Yeah.
And come back or not, then you're funny to me.
And to just speak your mind and not be afraid to speak your mind and not be afraid of other people's opinions of
a
what
good
you
joke.
Have to say.
Take a good joke.
What's up, baby?
You have to take a good joke.
Yeah,
because sometimes people throw out a bad joke and it's like, ew.
Yeah, but here's the funny, of course. Yeah. But if someone says a bad joke, it's great that when you go, that stunk. That's what this is for. this is my bomb bandana. So when we're on the show, if someone tries a shit joke and it bombs, you have to put it on your microphone so we know who's, but that's where that came from because we were on the show and if someone says something fucking stupid, you're like, ugh. Immediately, there's nothing better for a comedian to hear another comedian throw a fucking dud right on the table.
Well, it's nothing better than watching your friend bomb. Like, not in a situation where it's like, I got, like auditioning for a late night. So if it's something that's really going to help their career, it sucks. But like, you're just doing like a show with no consequences.
Yeah, well, you know, when comics are hanging out, we don't want to hear about the great shows you had. We want to hear when you sucked so bad that your life was destroyed. That's the shit that's entertaining.
When we're downstairs, I know me and Keith used to do this thing. Norton has done it to me before, too. Like, when somebody's bombing, we'll all go downstairs and we'll get the crowd to hate them more by going, ooh.
Oh.
Oh my God.
How about this one? Just.
Yeah. They did that to me so bad one night. I was fucking howling on stage because this fucking crowd stunk. And they were going, Norton and Keith were in the hallway going, aw. Everything I said was, nah. I saw one lady was like, just end it. I was like, fuck you. I was like, it's them. I was flipping out. I go, you're cattle. They're in the hallway just making you moo.
Yeah.
And then they left, so there was nobody in the hallway. It's just me screaming.
You look like an insane person.
You know, what we used to do at the improv way back in the day was you'd hear that silence after something, and there would be nothing funny to any of us than to hear Chico Marx from somewhere in the audience, some comic dude, Chico Marx, going, hey, that's a funny. That's a good joke. That's a good joke.
You know what Chico Marx is?
Yes, I do. Can I have the bandana?
Yeah, sure. What do you need it for?
I just want to have integrity.
Yeah.
I will wear it.
For what?
You said my joke bombed.
Which one?
The early one about bending over a bend.
Huh? Well,
I thought that was serious.
Let me tell you something.
I thought you were revealing
yourself. I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to let you keep that bandana because that bombed. That whole act, whatever the scene you just created.
I wasn't creating a scene.
Fucking UCB.
No.
Dramatic.
I don't know if that was.
Fucking Chitlin Circuit scene.
Sincere. Never been on the Chitlin Circuit.
I think it was more like a chilling look.
Yamanika, look at me. Fuck you.
Why?
Whatever. You
yeah,
just.
See, you know,
I
that's
try
the other
to
thing.
Have a sincere fucking moment.
No,
and then you try to act like a UCB.
Listen to me. First of all.
UCB.
Play this. This is the clip. This is who. I'm telling you, if you don't have. If this show comes back and you don't have fucking Yamanika on, you're nuts. You're fucking nuts.
Get it. With Obama in office.
We love magic, man. We don't like talking reality. That's why I never really fell for the whole thing. Mm-hmm. We like that's why people think ancient dishwashers have predicted the end of the world in 2012, man. I don't believe in that.
Stop. Stop. He just called the Mayan people, which are basically Mexicans, Guatemalans, everybody from South America, ancient dishwashers. If that's not the funniest thing ever, if that's not the funniest, fucking quote for fucking Spanish people. I don't know what is.
1,000%
I would, if I was a Mexican comic, I'd have ancient dishwasher t-shirts at the end of my set. Are you fucking Patrice? Let me tell you something. This is why
I miss Patrice.
This
man.
Fucker said it, but he meant it. He's literally having an analytical conversation about how people are, and he called ancient dishwashers. Suck a dick, man. Yeah. Oh, every time I hear this, fuck, I'm not even a comic. Go ahead.
Dishwasher. The apocalypto goofy little short dude. I don't believe in it.
The apocalypto.
You feel
goofy
this though?
Little short
you feel
dude.
This. Listen. It's just like, ooh, because I said ancient dishwashers. But let's be honest, that's some funny shit. But it but nice. Predicted the end of the world. Where Bob, you got a fucking joke about something about the end of the world, nigga.
Jump in, Roseanne.
This is why he's fucking. This is what's great about this shit is because, you know, Bob has jokes. Mm-hmm. Bob isn't really a freestyle fucking philosopher. Uh-huh. He has opinions. He's a great guy, one of the nicest guys I've ever met. But he does jokes. You know, that's his act.
And Patrice just cut his balls.
Patrice, on a fucking show in front of an audience on Showtime, went, yo, you got one of your little jokies?
The point where he stops Bob at one point, he goes, Bob, before you say anything, see if anything you say connects to anything anybody else here says. That's one of the reasons why I put them both on the shows, because I knew that Patrice doesn't like it if you're not going to be real.
Not going to be real and funny.
That's right. But I also know that Patrice knew Saget. They toured together years ago. So I put them on the show together because Bob's an old friend of mine. We go back to like the late 70s. And
we're looking at your hair color, we know.
Right. And so I said, you know, what can I do to make Bob like not be what he normally is and to actually really be Bob. And I knew if he was on with Patrice, that Patrice wouldn't let him pull his shit. Well, and it worked out perfectly within minutes. Patrice had him.
On Tough Crowd, Patrice would come up and rip your notes up. Because you got the night before, you get all the topics and you'd have to write jokes. That was the deal. Yeah. Patrice never wrote shit. I never saw Patrice with a notebook. I never saw him with a pen. I never saw him fucking go, hey, that was a good one. Remind me of that. Never.
I think Patrice's whole life was just thinking out loud.
I don't get it. It's like a fucking, he's a savant of this business.
Man, of all the comics we've lost in the last handful of years, man, Patrice is the one that breaks my heart the most. I think he would have taken everybody up a few notches.
He would have been at the top.
Yeah, no question.
He was right on the verge of becoming the top right there. But whatever, he's dead, and that sucks. I hate talking about it because I was. It's just
it
like,
really
fuck.
Does bum me out.
Oh, it bums you out. But look at this guy in the background too. Who's that fucking? Where did you get this central casting? We want this to be multicultural, kind of. Go ahead.
That's a woman, isn't it?
No, in the background.
I hate hope.
I got into a little trouble at the airport because you know I have a whole issue with.
Now stop 1 second. When did Roseanne become fuckable? When the fuck did
she goes in and when, out?
Yeah, but on the show, Roseanne, no way I would ever fuck her. Yeah. She actually looks really good right there.
Yeah, yeah.
She's a Scorpio woman, and she has that mystique behind her.
And she's
her.
Coherent on this show.
She is.
Yeah.
She started dressing like an earth science teacher when she got older. And looked like
she wore a lot
better.
Of Birkenstocks or some shit like that. You're right.
Yeah, yeah. Like she figured it out once she moved got to Hawaii. Hippie-esque, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, she's got great teeth. I love when people who become famous get their new teeth. You know what I mean? Tracy Morgan.
Yeah. Yeah.
When Tracy got his teeth, he became like a Jay Moore got some teeth. Yeah, if you look, Jerry Maguire, look at Jerry, and then you look at him and you're like, wow, those fucking teeth. I can't, that's when you know someone made it.
Well, now it's lip injections.
Losing your teeth can't be that bad, right? Just get new fake teeth.
No, they just get teeth, man. Yeah, Tracy Morgan's teeth were jacked up. Mm-hmm. And you get not the top, most people could just get that top row. And then you look at that bottom row, you're like, motherfucker.
But it is. Yeah. It's fucking money in Hollywood. You ever see Sharknado?
Yes.
Okay, hilarious, right? I thought it was hilarious. I love it, right?
Yeah.
Did you see Sharknado 2? Everybody looks like a cartoon caricature of what they look like in Sharknado 1 because they all had some cash in their pockets.
Because they made
points
on that movie.
They all got surgery, and it's horrible.
Are those your teeth?
Yeah. Well, no, but the ones in the back aren't.
I'm going to tell you, one of the worst fights I've ever seen with Patrice O'Neal. Was here.
There's a lot to choose from.
No, this is the worst. Comedy Cellar.
Yeah.
Patrice never worked this club. You know that. Very rarely did he work this. No,
seriously?
He never worked. It was never passed.
I'm going to tell. No, he was passed. Oh. Of course he was passed. But this is one of the reasons he never worked the club again, because he got kicked out. I'll tell you what happened. He, and then when he could work, he was like, nah, I'm good. And he would come down every once in a while. But he found his own spots. And he just, because of this incident, he never really came back to the club. He was downstairs. Me, Geraldo, Norton, Patrice O'Neill. Manny, the owner, Manny's wife, Ava, and Esty sitting at the table. Whatever, regular Saturday night. And we're all talking. Everybody's having conversations except Patrice. And you know, Patrice usually dominates conversation, so he doesn't like to not be, whatever he was. He was just not being talked to. And at one point, he goes, Manny, are those your teeth? Now, Manny's an older gentleman, man, from a time, you know, he's not that guy. He's not, you know. And I don't know, maybe they weren't. I don't know. Manny fucking lost it. He went, you motherfucker, fuck you. You want to fuck, you try to embarrass me in front of everybody? Asking me a question like, who the fuck do you think you are? What the fuck? And Patrice was like, whoa,
what's
shit.
What's the big deal?
Right. But to Patrice, but to Manny, and we were all like, what the fuck just happened?
Seriously.
And Patrice Patrice's trying to back. I'm asking.
He doesn't back down a lot.
I'm
right?
trying to ask you, you know, I was just wondering if those were your teeth, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's like, you're trying to embarrass me. Because Patrice would embarrass people all the time at that table. Fuck with people. Maybe we don't know what happened.
So I'm guessing those weren't Manny's teeth.
Probably not.
Yeah, apparently.
But I remember Patrice wound up leaving. He got kicked out. Then Norton gets kicked out for defending Patrice.
Over teeth?
It was a fucking crazy situation.
Over teeth, that's nuts.
And then, me and Geraldo.
I'm dying to know what the button is that he pushed about Manny and his teeth. What psychodrama is going on with Manny and his teeth?
I think because Manny had such respect at that table because he's the owner of all this shit.
Right.
And Patrice would fuck with a lot of people.
Yeah.
And I think you're probably waiting for somebody, maybe, you know, for him to disrespect or fuck with you. And maybe the teeth was a touchy subject. And Manny was Manny's an older guy. He's not one of us. He's not a comic. He's not a young buck.
Trying to be a comic.
He owns the place. He's trying to host it. He's from an older generation where you don't disrespect people like that.
Yeah.
And Patrice, you know, did it in that Patrice, yo. And we were trying to go, look, man, that's Patrice. He would never hurt you. He would never do it. And he was like, no, he tried.
He know Patrice at all? If he knew Patrice and was friends with him, then what was the problem? Not the thing that I would go to if someone that I respect or friends with, I would instantly attack and go, are you trying to embarrass me? That's insane to me.
Something happened to Manny in that dentist chair.
That's insane.
Yeah. We were all trying, but it slowly started becoming ball busting as Patrice left. And then Norton said something, and then Norton got kicked out. It was off. Norton was like, I'm fucking fine. And then he left.
I would have gotten kicked out too, because after all that came down, I would have gone, man, is that your real hair? I just would. I wouldn't have been able to keep myself from.
I'm pretty sure. So. I think it was Geraldo.
I think there's a number of ways to disrespect somebody and ask them if those are their teeth. I asked you because your teeth are so straight, they look perfect. I didn't think that they would be real.
First of all, my teeth are way better than his.
Yeah.
Yeah, way better.
It just sucks when you're that guy you can't fuck with.
What would you take as disrespect?
I mean, somebody, I don't know. I guess you feel it. You know?
It's like, obviously, if you know somebody, I've been disrespected before.
Okay, but if you say that, like, you can't deny what Manny did. If you say, I feel it, that's what you think disrespect is. Manny felt it and was like, that's disrespecting me.
I can't, because here's what the thing is.
Tell me the difference.
Number one, there's no context for me. I'm nobody's disrespect. And I don't really know, I'm not the type of person that's like, oh, my motherfucker, you know. If I'm like that, I'm probably just having fun and playing up. But I would never feel disrespected from a friend. And if I did, somebody that I knew and I thought was a friend, I would have a conversation with them on the side and not make this big scene.
What if a club owner did it to you? What if a club owner said something to you? Is that your hair? Is that a wig?
I've had people ask me about my hair and all kinds of things.
Would that bother you if it was a certain club owner?
It doesn't bother me, but I'm also the type of person, my response, you might not like my response. You see?
Well, no, I don't.
So if you ask me about my hair, for example, I've had women ask me about it. And I'm like, well, don't you know? Every woman has fake hair now. All women are wearing it. You know, a white woman asked me about, I don't understand how hair works. Why not? The white women are wearing weaves too. And you might not like my response, but I'll respond to you. You know, I just think that, listen, I've been talked down to and disrespected, quote unquote, by a lot of people who are higher up. And I don't move myself out of the situation. I'm not in the business of fighting anybody in the business, but I do think that there are people who are higher up who kind of talk to comics like any kind of fuck. How dare you say whatever? And it's like, why is it okay for Patrice to say and fun and you don't open your mouth about anybody else, but the minute he asks you one question, you're flipping out and zopping out? But that's probably why I don't work this club. That's and I'll never be passed here. I'll never be auditioned here.
Here's a question. Wait a minute. Stop why right there. Wait, stop.
Don't go there because I know where you're going.
I'm going to go there. Don't do it.
No, there's no subtext.
You just released it.
There's no subtext.
Your fucking horseshit came out at the end.
No, it did not come out at the end.
And that's not true. And that's not true.
1,000% it is.
You just worked the club.
Crazy. A benefit. And 1,000%. What I'm saying is, since we're delving into it and it got deeper, now some layers came out. It has nothing
exactly.
to do with that. I still think he doesn't have to disrespect. That
exactly.
conversation you said to me okay. is nuts. Regardless of whether I'm here or not.
Let me ask you this.
People getting out of their bag to
what
somebody that they know right, is
what
nuts
do you think
to me.
Right, was
listen,
Patrice's...
Don't fucking just yap over me. If I'm going to say something, let me talk. Because I'm going to let you talk. Let me fucking talk. Okay?
Sure.
Yami. It does have something to do with it.
It
absolutely does. And I understand it. But you're taking the context of this fucking story. Manny overreacted, which we all knew at the time. He overreacted. Everybody was like, Manny, you fucking went too far. That's Patrice. Patrice was just asking you a question. He wasn't trying to fucking... And he overreacted. And the end of the story, that he apologized, Patrice, and worked it out, and he knew that he overreacted. Sometimes people say shit to you, and you just snap.
Yeah, but why lose it? Why do you think Patrice asked that question?
Because he was sitting there, nobody was talking to him, and he was trying to...
Of all the questions...
He was fucking with him, though.
Yeah, but no.
At some level.
No, Patrice was just looking at his teeth, going, are those real? Because he...
So Manny, you think it was completely guileless? That he really just all of a sudden...
I know, Patrice
wondered
was,
if Manny's teeth were real.
Because Patrice had to own the room. Do you understand? When Patrice was sitting there, his questions, he didn't just talk... He didn't just say, hey, how are you? Patrice didn't go, hey, how was your day?
Mm-hmm.
Is your dog okay? He didn't give a... He would sit there and think his questions had to be something he wanted to know.
That's what I'm asking.
And he looked at Manny's mouth as Manny was talking, and he saw his teeth, and he was like, shit, are those real? Manny, your teeth real? That was it. And Manny fucking lost it, probably because they're not, and they're whatever they were. And he probably felt it, and he overreacted.
But you can understand that being insulting, though, right?
It's insulting, but
I don't think it's insulting
at a comic
at all.
Table.
Oh, I mean,
I don't think it's insulting. Number one, number right. two, I want to know why you think it's okay to say that Manny overreacted, and then I say it. There's some subtext to it.
No, because
there's
that,
not.
All right, let me tell you why.
That's number two. And number two, I've been razzed
number three,
by
number three.
Three.
Number
I've been
three.
Razzed
no,
by
one,
Patrice millions of times, and never took it. And he went hard in on me, and I never was like motherfucker, blah 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 blah.
Okay,
so that's the
number
place
one.
I'm
number
from.
One. Number one. As far as you, at the end of that story, you threw in the, I'll never work at this fucking club.
I didn't throw it in at the end of the story.
Yeah,
we went to another level of questioning. He pursued it. And that's the response that I had.
But you said, this is the problem I
you
have.
Asked me
you
if I've ever been disrespected by
said,
a club owner.
You said, and that's the reason I'll probably never work this
I
club.
I said because of the series of things that I'm saying just now is probably why I'm not at this
why,
club.
All right, explain that. Why won't you ever work this
you
club?
You asked me if I ever been disrespected by a club owner or is anybody above and up and above,
has
right?
Has somebody disrespected you here?
A million... I don't even like.
Is
I don't even
you're
feel
saying?
Like there's a comfortable place for me to get into that.
I don't because I don't know that. If that's the case, then I don't fucking know that.
Okay.
If there's a story that I don't know, I can't be. I can't form an opinion on that. But I know that we just talked about you the other day, and I know that every time your name comes up, it's like she's the funniest chick around.
I'm sure, but a lot of people say that, and people say that about you and all of us. I'm not whatever. The point that I was making was if I feel disrespected or attacked, my instinct is not to go have a battle with them. Right. Number one, because I'm a big black woman and I'm always going to lose, right? Because people are going to go, what did she do? Just like we're trying to decipher what Patrice did. Right. Did he do it because of this? What, all this explanation of what he did, right? Yeah. And I don't want to get involved in it because I'm always going to lose. So I don't get in those situations. I take myself out of the situation instead of having a combative thing. Sometimes you can't get out of the situation and you have to respond to someone. And the way that I may respond may not be the way you want to hear it, right? Because I'm not going to go, yes, sir, blah, 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 blah. I'm going to tell you exactly how I feel. And then sometimes I'm not working places. That's how it goes. I think we all kind of have that when we defend ourselves.
What I'm getting from you right now, A, is that something happened. B, I don't know about it. And C, I don't have a C.
The C is, at the end of the day, but I adore you. I adore you.
Are you going to be fucking a Yenta from Long Island?
I'm not going to be Yenta. I just...
I adore you too, honey. I fucking adore you.
We have the love and we have everything. Look, but there's a lot of... some people are on beefs that we don't know about. Beefs. Right? Beefs.
We're in beefs. We can be... I love a beef.
I'm currently beef free.
You have no beefs.
I'm not even in my diet. I'm beef free.
You got a weave, but you got no beef.
I'm weave full.
You got weave,
free.
But no beef.
I'm beef free. That's
I love that we're all fucking working through this, and these two are just like, all right, I'm out.
What the fuck?
Well, the first time I legit got annoyed, he's like, this bitch bragging about being beef free. I love beef. I gotta take a week. I'll be here a bit.
Okay. You're leaving on a fucking good one.
Doing the Costanza.
That's comic timing right there.
The worst part of this story is I really want to know what Patrice would have said next, regardless of what Manny's answer was. If Manny didn't go bananas on him, I would have loved to know where Patrice was going with that.
All right, so let's reenact it right now. You be Patrice, I'll be Manny, you be Geraldo.
I'll be a waiter who's just getting drinks
Norton,
in the back.
You be Norton.
I'll be the waitress.
You fucking motherfucker! You're trying to embarrass me! You're trying to bring me...
Wait, who's Manny now?
I'm Manny. You're trying to embarrass me! You're trying to make me look like a fool!
No, I'm just asking you, those are your teeth.
Fuck you, motherfucker!
Those are your teeth.
Oh, you're trying to fucking embarrass me!
He got upset about teeth. Like, listen.
No, you're Patrice. Stay in character.
But can I just say, I don't know how to be staying in character as him, but I will say this.
You were doing good.
I know I was good, but here's the thing.
You just keep yelling, that's all.
I have been, listen, the undertone of it, just to be more fair, right, is people have said things that have stung me, right? They've said all kinds of things about my weight and, you know, my skin color and all the kind of things. And then you internalize it and then you just get fed up and you go, and you have a meltdown, right? But when I've had encounters with friends, like people I know, and we go too far, and I'm a person that sometimes can go too far in joking.
You think?
1,000%.
I know.
But then when I see... the pain in somebody's eye when I've gone too far, that's when I'll take a beat and try to readjust the situation and then pull someone to the side and say, man, I'm sorry, or what, you know, I think that went too far, I shouldn't have done that, da 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 da.
Yeah, but I'm the king of that. That's my thing. That I, you know how many times I remember Patrice, me and him, he was calling me all these names, and I go, hope you lose a foot. He's like, Bobby, I just found out I had diabetes. I just told you that in confidence. I was like, I mean, that's my thing. You know what I mean? I remember,
but why is that too
what's
far?
His name? Colin Quinn told me he had a miscarriage, and we were outside, and he goes, yeah, she had a miscarriage. I go, I know, you told me. And he goes, what the fuck, dude? I mean, I've done it. Oh, this is a long time ago, not recently.
Okay.
Why does that make it okay, though?
No. But I don't, you know, okay, yeah.
I think this is why comics were fucking great. Because we can flip out, scream, yell, get mad, hate each other. And then somebody says something funny and it makes everybody laugh.
That's
and
true.
You're fucking back into it again. Where these other people in the world, okay... You pick a side, and that's it. You ride or die on that side and screaming. The new breed of what?
This new breed of comics seem to be doing that now. I was having conversations with people. The Louis joke on his new special where he talks about abortion.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is a great joke because the whole idea is that he understands why people would be... You know, why they would be against abortion. Like, he understands. That's a joke. He understands. He goes, yeah, you think that's murder. And then this girl I was talking to was just like, I couldn't even listen to the joke. I couldn't even laugh. And I'm like, first off, it's a great joke. Two, you can't even understand where someone else is coming from. Shit that bothers me.
Yeah, because
I don't agree,
she,
but I understand.
Yeah, because she fucking had 9 abortions last month. Well, you know, the whore has been fucking her way through the village.
You know, 9? 9? That's a lot,
Bobby.
That's a lot. Her prolapsed uterus at this point.
She's dead. She's not living.
Bring up that joke.
Chappelle got a lot of shit for his last special for some of the stuff he was talking about homosexuals.
The transgender stuff.
And you're right. A lot of young comics were like, I was really disappointed that Dave was coming. Well, let me finish. So my response to that was ironically, in light of this conversation, I said, you know, when I hear stuff like that, I have to quote Patrice O'Neill, who said, look, I'm not saying I'm proud of these things that I feel or think. Yeah. I'm not saying I didn't feel or think those things, but I feel or think those things. That's all I can say.
That's it.
Thought police. You should be allowed to have your fucking thoughts.
And okay. Does it make me racist that I like you more than I know you're Italian now?
But that's positive racism. Okay. That's okay.
But here's the thing, though. Back when Eddie Murphy did and that was a real guy.
A different time.
But he got shit.
No, he got shit. Yeah. Damon Wayans as well got huge
gay guys
shit.
At the fucking airport picketing him.
That's right.
But the only thing they didn't have back then were cell phone videos, YouTube, the internet. Sure. Mm-hmm. So the hatred that they got back then, he never got it because he was cushioned from it. Mm-hmm. Okay, and he didn't see it. Maybe once in a while he saw a couple gay guys with signs saying "fuck you" in front of his right. But now that we have this internet and this technology, we're being it's there. Those people always existed. They just didn't have a way to get
but
to
now
us.
They speak for other people. They never. Now it seems like they're speaking for people, but it's just one person with a keyboard.
Right.
That makes it seem like they have a thing, but it's just
one person who was offended at the show who writes a blog, and then
the whole show was offended. It wasn't.
I
want
to say I'm a little offended that Louis starting to dress up for his special now.
Yeah, me too.
One of my favorite things in the world.
What was that about?
He did his first special with a stain on his shirt, and I was like, "That's comedy."
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, but now he's fucking. Now he looks like, oh, Jesus Christ. I mean, he looks great.
Here's what I think. I think you should not get an abortion unless you need one. In which case, you better get one. I mean, seriously. If you need an abortion, you better get one. Don't fuck around. And hurry. That's not getting an abortion that you need is like not taking a shit. That's how bad that is. It's like not taking a shit. That's what I think. I think abortion is exactly like taking a shit. I think it is 100% the exact same thing as taking a shit. Or it isn't.
That's my favorite part.
Or it is, or it isn't. It's either taking a shit, or it's killing a baby.
It's fucking great.
It's only one of those two things. It's no other things. So if you didn't like hearing that it's like taking a shit, you think it's killing a baby. That's the only other one you get to have. Which means you should be holding a sign in front of the place. People hate abortion protesters. They're so shrill and awful. They think babies are being murdered.
It's fucking
what are they supposed to be like? It's not cool. I don't want to be a dick about it, though. I don't want to ruin their day as they murder several babies all the time. I don't think it's killing a baby. I don't. I mean, it is. It's a little bit. Killing a baby. It's a little bit. It's 100% killing a baby. It is. It's totally killing a whole baby.
What the fuck?
But I think that women should be allowed to kill babies. That's what I think. They should be allowed to kill babies. I just think it has to be one or the other. You know, like when people say abortion should be legal, safe, and rare. Why rare if it should be legal? If it should be legal, it's shitting. If it should be rare, it's murdering babies!
That's funny.
Yeah, that's great.
Last part was a little scary, but listen,
Yeah, but the idea that you can't understand where someone's coming from bothers me.
You had a point. They cut it up to look.
Yeah.
They added that last thing right at the end.
Yeah.
And they cut out probably another funnier line.
Yeah, yeah.
To make women some, you know, feminist.
To get more people to get more people to blog about it.
Yeah, some fucking right wing dude with a cross tattoo across his back.
This hysteria really takes a psychological toll on you. I really think like every fucking time you open up, and it's not like, and whether it's news events like or whether it's like a police shooting or whether it's a new thing to be offended about, it's like I've been reading this book Nixon Land, which is great, and it's all about like the factors that propelled him to the presidency and all that shit, but like things were just as fucked up then. But like now we're just reminded of it every 2 minutes.
Yeah.
And it's like on the surface right now, my life is probably the best it ever has been. You know what I mean? But the psychological dread that I feel like all the time is because there's this fucking internet sky god that lets us know. Like sometimes you just need to not know the shit and just I don't want this war.
And there are people who make a choice to not make the distinction between comedy and like an actual political speech.
Yeah, just get like way like I just don't want to hear about any. Like it sort of makes me want to like.
I stopped looking at the news. I stopped watching all that shit. It's like when I stopped watching ESPN and giving a fuck about sports, because I was so Boston. There was a part of my life where Red Sox, fuck the Yankees. And then I realized, what the fuck am I doing? This is all self. It's fabricated anger that I have for something that's not real, that doesn't affect my life. What the fuck?
I never got into sports because like rooting over for one team over another always felt to me like rooting for Pepsi over Coke or something.
I
don't get it.
I was with Louis and he put on a Yankees hat and he's from Boston. I was like, the fuck you doing? He's like, I need a hat. And I was like, it's just a fucking hat.
Yeah, yeah. Why? My ringtone is Go Cubs Go because I love the song. I've never watched a baseball game in my life.
Is that true?
From New Jersey.
Is that true?
I love that. Go Cubs Go. It makes me happy. It brings joy to me. I couldn't tell you a player who's ever played on the Cubs, but I love that song.
Here's the situation that's happening, right? And I know I'm in a very serious mood today.
Yeah, you really. I like it though.
Yeah, you know, like sometimes it just and because I've been, you know what it is. I've personally on stage have triggered at least 7 white women this week, and my act is triggering white women left and right. And they're
having panic
attacks.
What is the jokes?
Only white women?
It's various things. So, yeah, it's only white women where they need to be hugged and held.
Cut
by
to you
their
just like hitting one
cuckoo.
With a brick.
Yeah. No, I fucking hate white women. I don't hate white women.
No, I know.
I'm
just saying.
I'm
imagine that's
them.
The joke.
I think it's great if you have a show where you need you need grief counselors after your show.
Yamanika, there's one behind you. Shh.
here's
a really white guy.
here's where my problem is with a lot of this opinion stuff and PC stuff. On one end, I get it and I understand it because I have, you know, being a black woman, I've had to deal with a lot of bullshit said to me, however they want to say it, do whatever. People get frustrated and go, stop barraging me with your bullshit, and then I have to carry it. But now what's happened is, now you can't say anything. And then common sense goes out the window.
You get fatigue.
It gets tiring because you don't know. I just want to tell you. I just want to tell you what it is that I feel. And either you receive it or you don't. And now people are coming to shows and they're coming with their little judgment cards and they're ticking off what they like it's a buffet to put on. I like this. I like that. Instead of just receiving the whole comic. And that's the problem.
But I think, though, for me, if you're doing that, you're doing it right. I think if there's people in the audience that are going, you're actually being as true to you as you could be. If you,
but now that happens even when you're not that kind of comic.
Okay.
And that's not good for anybody.
Yeah. Well, it's not that good.
When Jerry Seinfeld says, I don't wear colleges anymore because they're too PC, the least offensive comic on the planet is having trouble with this. We've crossed some kind of line.
We're in trouble. But comedy has changed because these kids that are coming up are being the people they see on these shows, which is the cleanest, non-offensive, mm-hmm. most fucking sterile comedy.
They're not sterile. They just don't write jokes.
Yeah, but they learned how to just write jokes.
Not the. I mean, I don't know.
And it's just look at man. When you're just coming up and you're saying shit that is just a joke.
Yeah.
It has to have. I mean, to me, it has to have something behind it.
Of course.
I mean, some type of philosophy or thought or passion or hatred or love.
Racism.
Oh, that's just a good. Oh, that's a great joke.
Yeah.
Who gives a fuck?
The feeling behind whatever you're doing.
Like, what the fuck are you
saying?
Really
doing it.
No.
Are you saying what the fuck is he saying?
No, I'm kidding.
I didn't even take. Actually, I have to be able to register that more. I didn't even see it happening. I was like, yeah, she took my water. I don't know.
That's what was great about the Louis C.K. thing is that he's basically saying to you, I don't know what to think anymore.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what we're all.
He did both sides. Here's the thing.
He did both sides.
Hang on one second. 100%
both directions.
He's been trying to talk for 10 minutes and us loudmouths have been yapping over him. And he's a very subtle white guy with a beard. I got you, baby. This is my show.
Thank you.
And I want to hear.
Sir.
I got you every once in a while.
No, but, I mean, I like bouncing off what you said, but also temporary. Like, it's good that more people are invited to the party now. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't. Like, comedy doesn't just need to be, you know, a back of the room club of guys shitting on stuff. But, like, you know, it's good that we have new people coming to the party, that it's more diverse now, there's more women. But on the same token now, like, you can fucking like a comic and not. And not have to hate them because they say one thing that you don't like. Like,
absolutely.
We all have people in our lives, like, all my friends, there's one thing about them I don't like. I still love them to death, you know?
Yeah.
And it's come this thing like, wow, we almost liked you, but you did this one thing.
Yes.
And people can't just take a person as a whole anymore.
Yes.
You
know? Also, there's also the thing about misplaced anger. It's like, okay, knuckles? You drove
who
my.
So whose knuckles was that?
That maybe probably
what was it?
Water bottle.
That was you.
Yeah. Oh my god!
It was the water bottle.
Put that mic over there. Don't touch that mic.
We all just beat him to death.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
All of us joined together and beating.
I liked you. Now I hate you.
It sent chills up my spine. I thought it was somebody's back spine and knuckles.
But I was looking at all you, and I knew nobody did it. And I was like, where the fuck did that come from? Now I'm thinking that Deepu's listening in to some fucking Staten Island ferry.
But here's the real frustrating thing about all of this stuff, especially when it comes to comedians who are. You know, I mean, there's a certain level
of... Stop one second.
Do you have I got to go.
One second. Do you have a cassette phone, iPhone case? I don't like you again.
On this.
Go ahead.
Again.
But it's made in Italy.
I do like you.
The thing is that, okay, so you drive Michael Richards out of show business, but you've accomplished absolutely nothing of any substance. You know what I mean? It's like you can take all the offense you want at a comedian's joke. But how about doing something with the fucking
justice
system?
The Michael Richards thing
is
totally different.
Yeah, there's a difference.
That's all right. Using that as an extreme example, you're saying, okay, so you've driven him out of there. You haven't changed the situation in America in any substantive way whatsoever.
That's
what I mean is that all these people who are taking issue with jokes are like, you know, they think they're doing something valuable when really, you know, it's just a jerk off and it makes them think they've accomplished something and they're not.
Paul, you can't. I hate when people, and I'm going to say this to you, I hate when they use the Michael Richards thing. First of all, I'm going to say something. All
right,
you can use the Tracy Morgan thing.
Okay, Tracy Morgan, fine.
Okay, because but if you say that, you have to understand that he is still in the business, still sells out.
But do you understand what
Michael Richards,
wasn't
a comic.
My point is that you can rail all you want, and you can cause great harm to Louis C.K. for doing that bit, whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
You've accomplished nothing of substance.
Well, that's the good thing about the business. Is people are going to get upset, but you're never going to take down a comic he's still got fans.
But is this not taking down a comic? The point is you're not changing anything. If you care about race relations in America, then don't let the fucking Justice Department carry on the way it's carrying on. Take all that rage and anger against the comic who did a bad joke.
But people are doing that. That's the thing. People are not doing that. We're out there
but
doing
don't you
that.
Think that's, yeah. Don't you think that look, everything's changed. Comedy has changed.
Let me ask a question.
Don't you think that it's something that we as comedians now have to accept that this is the new
norm
shit that we have to go through?
Yes, and I don't think that it's a bad a bad place to be, that we should actually care about other human beings, and we should actually consider people who have been marginalized in the past. And I don't think that's a bad thing, that we should have to consider that. But the point is, if people think they're accomplishing something by going after an artist for doing something, whatever, when all the institutions are untouched by any of it.
Yeah, but you understand that if you go after somebody like a Louis C.K., all the fucking eyes that you're going to get.
I do get that.
Do you understand that all
that? I do get that.
Look, we wouldn't even be talking about this.
I do get that, but it's still not going to make a
difference. If that was Chris Scopo, we wouldn't even be a
fan.
Oh, come on.
Come on.
Not the Scopes.
Yeah, but see, that's the
really?
Problem.
Both of you, I hope you get hit by a bus.
No, no, that could happen. You know I'm nearsighted.
That's offensive to buses.
Can I tell this? The problem there, though, with what we're saying with all this stuff is that...
Ladies and gentlemen, Captain Sirius.
Well, I felt like if I came in like this, people would think I have a lot to say,
yes.
But I'm just going to make sound
movie
whatever.
Code.
And I also meditate before this. I'm not in the right zone. I'm very way too zen. But the problem is with the infrastructure with the...
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Yeah, I use that word. I've been sitting on that word for five minutes.
Dan just woke up.
With technology companies right now, everything is the only way is to, everyone's trying to have your time. They're trying to get your time. And the only way to get your time is fear. And so they go after these things that make you scared, make you like worry, make you this, and then it's grabbing it. And when all that's happening right now, it's the wild fucking west for these internet companies. And once they find a safe place to be like, instead of being Facebook having to grab you, we need your time, and they all settle down, we're going to find a better place where it's all going to go back. But right now, everything's in the fucking red because I want to blog. Ah, fucking, this guy said that. And it's like one idiot, and then it gets past like psychosis.
It's the end.
It's the end.
I think we're
I'm prepping for the apocalypse.
And I will say this.
We're going to say goodbye to Paul. Oh. Buddy.
Thanks for having me, guys.
You're the best. Thanks for coming on. Thanks for coming up.
Great meeting you.
I wish there was another chair. She looked like she had some shit to say, too, over there, by the way. Thanks for coming up, buddy. I love you to death.
Good to see you, man.
I hope the show comes back on.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
You got to get these guys on.
I'll have you all on.
I can't go on because I'm not famous enough and I'm not too famous. That's a new thing. I'm not
famous.
I'll see you later.
I'll see you later, man.
Thanks for the tip on the grandma pizza.
Oh, and Dan, right, before what you said, too, like, I have that residence resides with me so well. It's like, how many people do I love because they have one piece of them that I love? And everything around them is like, they're fucking drug addicts, they're alcoholics, they're crazy. But then you see that sweet thing. It's like, well, I love that guy. But, you know, they're surrounded.
Can I say something, though,
shit,
guys? That's the way life is.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
We shouldn't be like, oh, my God, that's...
Yes.
That's... Yeah, my mother's has fucking twatty things about her.
Yeah.
My wife, there's things that she does that make me want to fucking punch through sheetrock.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll be happier in everything if you accept that. I went to the planetarium by myself in San Fran over the weekend, which is already like a sad. It's like I'm a widower, but I went there and it's like this exhibit on comets and like just collisions and all this shit. And I'm like, all the universe is chaos. Like everything we do here is chaos. Like it's a miracle. It's almost hopeful that we were able to put together any function of the society and that we're not just tearing each other a fucking part. Like the natural order of things is just chaos and nothing working out. So it's amazing that anything does.
That plus time.
You're right.
Because that plus time, you will eventually have it. That's why the universe exists, is because it's been around so long that eventually this happened. You know what I mean? And that's like, we'll have so many societies until eventually they all fail, and then one eventually will happen.
But now here's the thing, is that we are being bombarded every day through Twitter, Facebook, Snapchat. I mean, just videos. Now videos. I mean, HD, crystal clear audio videos of people just being fucking savages. Just the most awful shit in the world, along with the greatest, cutest kitten baby shit. We're being bombarded, I mean, every day with everything from anywhere that could possibly happen around the world. We're getting to see it all the fucking time.
And now it's direct because there's no more privacy on the internet, so they can go right to what you're looking at and bring it back up to you.
And there's companies that can find... Look it. I ordered something off the internet. The next thing I knew, on my Facebook, those things mm-hmm. were coming. Videos yeah. of that shit was coming up. I watched one ISIS, you know, seriously, you know, when they drop the bomb or the ISIS guy fucks up with the fucking bazooka.
Oh, they have ISIS himself. Bloopers?
Yeah. Oh, wait.
Yeah, they have ISIS
bloopers. There's the one bloopers. Where they shoot himself, where the guy shoots himself.
Are you crazy, really? I gotta watch this.
Well, there's one guy, he picks up a gun, he picks up yeah. a 50 cal, and it jammed up, and the bullet just went through his head. He was ooh. Like, flip it! And it went funk, and he falls, and then just another ISIS guy comes over, grabs the gun, and they shoot like this. They have no, just over a wall, because they don't want to be hit. They don't want to be fucking sniped. Because yeah, yeah. you know there's some fucking yeah. redneck at 1,000 paces with a scope on, just redneck. Waiting for, yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay, I see.
All guys.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but now my feet is just jacked with that. It's just all this.
Did you know what they were doing in Target? And think, oh, I shouldn't have said Target because it's a brand.
It's all right. It was allegedly, no,
allegedly a Target. As you go down the aisles,
I love
they
that,
have.
I'm sorry, just want to say, what? You've been like totally unfiltered the whole time, mm-hmm. and then you're like, ah, oh, shit, I don't want to fuck up my sponsorship.
Yeah, because that's the type of bitch that I am. It's like, crazy. I'm saying, but I'm not.
Good for you.
You like pick the weirdest things to get PC hey, about.
You know, and because I had a conversation with my manager, I have to respect his wishes to be well.
Who's your manager?
Rick Dorfman is my manager.
Oh, I like Rick.
Yeah, I love guy. Rick. He's amazing. But they will. They watch you, the aisles that you go down, and there's sensors. It's a whole thing. You could probably find it on the internet. It's a whole thing. They have sensors, and they know if a woman is in the baby aisle, they've planned her whole pregnancy out by the time she's gotten in that aisle. Because now it's like, oh, she's going to have the baby, then she's going to need clothes, and she's going to need these things. So they start bombarding her, and it's connected to even the tag that you have that's your coupon tag. So it's like, now everything you get is going to be that, and it's this mass marketing to people to get them in.
But here's the thing, too, is my phone, I have an app on my phone. You know those TVs in bars or airports where you can't hear it?
Yeah.
Or, you know, whatever. Oh, I have an app on my phone that I literally push a button. It scans the TV and then brings the audio through my phone.
This is the greatest idea I've ever heard in my life.
So I can just watch whatever TV I want to watch anywhere. I can just hold my phone up to it, boom, and it comes through my headphones, and I can watch it. No sound.
It's Bluetooth. That was back in 97.
It's not Bluetooth, no. You lunatic.
It is.
Stop. He's talking about like if you...
Look it. Yeah. Listen, stop being silly.
Let me all say
right?
it.
I'm going to tell you. This app right here, Tunity. See that? So when you're in an airport, right? Mm-hmm. And the TV's on and there's no sound, or like a sports bar. Right. And they have all the games on, but there's no sound because they can't have five games on. I can walk up to the Pats game is over there, no sound. I can scan it on this Tunity, scan the TV like this, tap scan like that. It scans the TV and then brings up the audio through my fucking phone.
Also put in marketing, Lauren.
Crazy. You're not even listening.
I'm listening. I'm multitasking. I'm a black woman. I have to do it all. I have to watch for the cops, make dinner, laugh, joke, sew.
What are the cops going to do for you? And why do you have to sew?
I love you to sew. I took home ec.
Yo, look at you. Look how cute you become when you want to.
No, I want to be a wife. I, you know, but other things happen.
You're going to be a tough wifey.
No, I'll be a loving wife.
Will you be a loving wife?
Yes.
Really?
Plus, I won't be home that much because I'll be on the road.
So you'll be on the road, but when you come home, you're going to sew?
Yeah, I knit.
You knit?
Yes.
Next time, bring your knitting in here so you can relax a little when you come in. You came in hot today.
You know what? Let me come back in 2 weeks and I'll bring my knitting stuff.
Go ahead.
I was at Stand Up New York a couple weeks ago.
You want a hat? Okay.
And Yamanika walked in. It was like raining. We're all just like getting ready for a set, being chill. And she goes, oh, you motherfuckers are going to act like I didn't just walk in here. We're like, you fucking lunatic. Have a moment. Let people have a fucking normal human moment, you fucking monster. Like, we don't want to be on your level right now. We want to have a fucking nice moment and prep out our fucking sets so we don't bomb. Need to entertain the queen when she comes in the fucking room.
I did. No one fucking said anything.
He just called you a monster.
I love
oh
it.
Oh my God.
I love it. No, listen. Anything Dan says, I'm all in. I
you
love
really
it.
Do come in hot today. I had to fucking settle you down.
But
a
you know
bit.
What?
I had a special guest.
but
Paul Provenza.
He also was late. I was not like, a, why? He
was. I was getting
late.
Excited because I thought it was going to be Bill Burr
Listen
and then Paul Provenza.
I know. Right, okay.
I'm about to get my second talking to of the show.
You're going to get your second one, yeah.
Okay, here we yeah. go. What happened?
Number two, he wasn't on the show. I saw him at Ben's. I said, come up and around whenever you're done with your pizza. You're on the show. You walk in fucking late. And on your phone.
No.
We're rolling. We're rolling.
Number one.
I don't
who
like.
Who starts at 3:45? I thought 4.
What does that phone say? What does that sign say?
No.
What does that sign say?
It right.
What's it say?
It says turn off your cell phone.
Right.
Understand.
You walked in hot.
I was hot. No, I was hot.
No, under the collar you were hot.
No, I wasn't hot under the. I was actually in a good place. I was just
you. This is
hot.
Your face when you walked in.
I was not. It was misperception because I was actually.
I got tape.
I had a great. I know. I looked. I was looking for a charging spot.
Yeah, but you don't walk in while the show's running. Hey, I need a charger. Shut the fuck up. Sit the fuck down.
You know
and,
what?
And Lauren will come over and hook you up.
The problem with you two is that like if somebody is a little discomforted, the other person will notice it, and then that'll make them more discomforted, and then it'll just be fucking. It'll be just horrible.
It's after about that. We're just, we're very simple.
Is something wrong? Yeah. No, something's not wrong. What the fuck's wrong with you? Fuck you.
You know what? Honestly, and I'll say this because I'm being better in 2017.
You said this last time on my show.
I apologize. I didn't apologize last time. I apologize.
You said you're trying to be better.
I am no dick 2017.
Oh, no dick, yeah.
And it's going phenomenal.
How's it going?
My career is going well.
You didn't have any dick?
The dick is too much a distraction.
Oh, no. You haven't had dick in 2017.
No, it's been rough, but it's been great. I've been offered it, obviously.
By who?
My dick's out right now.
More. I've been offered dick more now that I don't want it than when I did want it.
Your fly is unbuttoned, but
oh, no, it's bad. It is actually bad. Yeah, these pants are all fucked up. You took my water. It's just hard.
The fact that you
Jesus,
took
one more.
I'm not mad at her for taking your water.
No,
I'm mad at you for being the queen that you are.
What am I doing?
You just went like this. Cold water.
I'm falling apart here.
Don't let him take you down. That
I'm
was
down.
A,
I'm you down. Were, you can't take me down. I'm already down.
Thing he did. He was there for me.
DeVito.
Where am I going? DeVito.
I'm sorry.
I knew you didn't know my name walking
I'm
in.
Sorry.
I'm waiting. You called me guy. I love man. No. I love man. This is my favorite time I've been on this show. Everyone has such mental problems.
Don't look at your phone. I'll tell you why. I'm going to give you five guesses.
I'm going to show you right now why I said that.
To get him on.
He doesn't remember my name.
No, I'm not offended in any way. He's always been so nice.
That's not it. I'm going to tell you why.
But I want to give you five guesses at my name.
I'm going to tell you right now. Dude, listen, this is why. Ready? Look. Where is it? Right here. Okay, ready?
Use an app. It says scan comedian's face.
No, today, Joe DeVito.
Anthony.
I know his name. Joe DeVito fucking texted me on the thing today.
Uh-huh.
He wants to come on, who I'm a fan of. I like Joe DeVito.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's
yeah.
never been on the show.
He's no Anthony DeVito.
Oh, shut up.
You think I'm Anthony DeVito?
No,
right?
You're not. No. You're Greg Stone. I know you're Greg Stone. Buddy, I know you're Greg. I know your name. I know Greg Stone. Of course, I love you. Last time you were on here, you gave me one of the best shows I've ever had was with you.
You're an angel.
And fucking DeVito.
Was he DeVito here?
Yeah, the steak.
Yes.
Oh, I don't remember.
It was unbelievable.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And so, you understand, this guy tweeted me today, plus last time you were on, I just got, I fucked up, but I know your name. Of course I do. I'm one of the biggest fans. I've been telling everybody about you,
you're the
cocksucker.
Best.
But this is a great episode. I love when episodes are just chaotic.
Yeah. Just evolve into chaos.
It really is. And you're just sitting over there being judgmental, twat.
I just love that I'm not the fucking train wreck in the room for the first time. This never happens.
It never happens.
It's like being the prettiest girl at the DMV. You know?
I love that Paul was actually just... I'm sorry. I was laughing at what you said about Bill Burr. Because I did. I love
you're
Paul.
Like special guest. Oh, I love Paul too. But you like, said special guest. So I was like, oh man, is fucking Chappelle or Chris Rock going to be here? And I was like, oh, you could announce Paul. You could have announced
Yamanika. Yamanika was like, who's this motherfucker?
The teeth look familiar.
I like Paul.
The teeth look familiar. I was like, I know those teeth. I was fascinated by them. That
he looks
so
like
funny.
He did like experimental theater in the 70s. Sure. You know what I mean?
Sure.
That's what Paul meant.
He left just in time because I felt like it was just about to get to, and these Negroes need to really start doing their weights.
Come on.
It was
going to
get,
know.
It was getting, oh, it was getting there.
Yeah, it was apparently a right.
Listen, that was like a scene from Fences. Jesus. It's cool. I'm there with you.
Did you see Fences? You did not see
I've read
Fences.
The play.
Beautiful.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Piano lesson.
I love that
I've
he just, he just, he's just got more, he's trying to be smarter than everybody in the room. I read the play.
I also did too.
Motherfucker. You read the play?
I did. And Jelly's Last Jam. Those are the two of the recent.
It's my favorite Will Smith song.
That I've reread. in the last.
Where the fuck were you this whole show? Just laying back in the car.
You guys were talking about like fucking truth and comedy. So I don't give a shit about that. I just want to be funny.
Yeah, it was very serious.
I just want to give shit and be funny. At the end of it, I'm like, what the fuck? I don't give a fuck about. I just want to get my shit done.
I'm sorry. This motherfucker. It's true, though. Where is the... We sometimes think too much about this shit, when in reality, like, we just want to be lazy, funny motherfuckers. Mm-hmm. I mean, the goal in life for me now is to have so much money that I don't even have to do this. Yeah. I don't have to do my... spots. I'll fucking send Max to school, go back the fuck to bed, have some Oreos, be a fat Marlon Brando on an island motherfucker.
Yes.
And then do a show once a month. I do a $250,000 gig at a casino. How you guys doing? You like it? Am I have a slogan or something? Cookie, cookie, cookie! Woo! See you out of the merch table. Cookie, cookie, cookie.
I was listening to Martin Mull on Norm MacDonald's podcast.
No, this sounds like it's going to be fun.
No, it is real fun. But he's got the best life, man. He's like an artist on top of being a stand-up, so he just like sells his paintings and
oh,
shit.
Oh, that's great.
God break, damn it. Man. He sells paintings?
Yeah.
You've got to have something extra.
I paint.
Bobby, you don't paint.
You got to paint on
what
stage.
What do you paint?
Are you crazy?
Look at them fingers, covered in yellow and red paint.
Listen, I would like you, at where you are on the mic now, that's where I should have you.
Okay.
But you need to come up a little further, Yams. Fucking something about you, I'd fucking tear you up. I'd give you that dick. I'd at least make out with you.
You got married. That's what happened. See, you missed the boat. But in another life.
Anyways.
We would have been the best couple. Fighting, arguing, eating everywhere. Grease all over our lips. Blood.
We'd be a great... imagine you and me on like a sitcom.
Oh my God, yes.
Yeah, he could be the fucking creepy neighbor. my friend that I play video games with.
I could just be the neighbor, you know.
He's your gay boss.
I am's what I am's.
What the fuck is
I don't
that?
Know. I tried. That's the merch he's selling. I am what I am shirts.
We have Paul Provenza do a guest spot on the show.
The thing about comedy is, shit.
I didn't want to say anything. I didn't know that was him in the video until. Because I looked over, I was like, oh my God, talk about age. Yeah.
Well, I mean,
Jesus Christ.
Now you think
this
he's bad.
Like the most
he's cute though,
you should
but
see
like...
Patrice. Oh, sorry.
Why?
I actually think he aged pretty well.
I think he aged well too, but I mean, it's night and day. Like, that was the lights on. This is like the lights are cutting off.
Well, he probably dyed his hair.
You know, I talked to Tim Dillon about this. The fucking end
Who?
Of the shit. Tim Dillon.
Who's
you know
that?
Tim.
Oh, you know Tim. Tim is wonderful.
Can I joke around too?
I would love to bury Tim. Yeah, I don't know. He's a small, unknown comic.
Take that fucking...
That motherfucker buried me on Bobby's podcast.
Yeah!
You know, I fucking open for him. He tries to attack me on coke, and now he fucking buries me.
Yeah, we take that fucking fat Kennedy head.
He does. He's like a Michael Skakel of comedy.
he really is.
But yeah, he was talking about the end of this is not pretty. That's what Tim always says. You know what I mean? Like, you see somebody who's like 60 or 70. It's like,
well, the end of for him is not pretty.
No, the end of his late 40s.
You got so excited about that joke.
Yeah, this cocksucker is blotchy all day. It looks like he should be just a fucking EpiPen stuck in his neck.
He looks like if Ted Kennedy didn't survive the car wreck but kept living, you know?
Come on. I love Tim. Stop.
I love Tim.
I love Tim. Tim's one of my best friends in comedy. He's like top three.
Buddy, one of my favorite people on one of my favorite people around. I love him.
Fucking hilarious.
But he's going to die if he doesn't stop eating duck fat. Listen, if you follow his Instagram, it's this. Dude, oh, this is the best. Yes. This is the best pasta.
His Instagram
duck
is a suicide
you
note, you know?
Yeah, it really is. Like, Tim, have a salad, you cunt. I mean, even I'm trying. You know what I mean? The fuck are you doing? He's burying
I'm
himself.
Fucking. I found out I'm like pre-diabetic because I'm eating like shit. And it's like I gave up drugs, booze, cigarettes. I get fucking nothing. And there's no fun.
Join the club.
Yeah.
You know what that's called? Being a comic in 2017. You got nothing. No dick, no sugar, no carbs, no fucking pizza, no alcohol, no drugs. You know why? Because all the other comics before us fucking died. They fucking died and went away. Now we all have to check ourselves and make sure that we don't lose a foot. Nobody wants to pull a Panette or a fucking Patrice or a Mitch. Nobody wants to do that shit. That we're anywhere near how funny those people were. Yeah. But, I mean, if we died right now, you know what they did? The headlines would be on what? Laugh button? That would be it.
I was really... I was like, because I was in a...
Huffpo
wouldn't
even
care. I was in a car
carry.
Going to... Jesus Christ.
What was that?
So let me ask you a question. When you knock all the shit out, who yells at you?
Nobody. Because I'm the fucking boss. That's why. And you keep your shit together, okay? Because I'll jump over this fucking table.
Yeah, jump, motherfucker.
I'd love to see that.
I'll fucking jump over there. I'll fucking suck the top of your lip right off. Get that pink tongue right in my mouth.
Look at those fucking water buffaloes go in.
I will spray this water on you.
I just got to find out what happened. Are we done?
What happened?
We're still done. Going.
This podcast.
We're
what
still
happened?
Going.
It's psycho. Are we still going?
This is the time where I start to sing because my career is there. And I am telling you.
Your career? Why?
I'm not going.
Did we die?
You're the best man I'll ever. How much can you pay for? Because maybe I should stop singing now.
Can I ask you? No, no, please.
You have a nice voice.
Thank you.
Let me ask you a question. I mean, are you having a bad spot in your career? I mean, but can I say something?
I'm having a bad spot in my career.
Where do you, are you happy in your career? Is anybody happy? Is anybody ever happy?
No.
Except for five comedians?
Yeah. But that's the thing that keeps us moving. I mean, I've had some successes, and I've had a good year so far. God willing, it'll be an amazing, you know, life that we, but, you know, part of it is we have to keep living and being in touch. So that we can speak the truth.
Look, we're fucking all broken.
Sorry, darling.
We're just broken. We're all fucking broken.
Just broken toys.
Yeah, and we're trying, you know, and it's like you see someone get something and you think that maybe they're fixed or better than you or they have something you don't have. Maybe that's true. Maybe there's an inner circle of people that get there and we all just fucking go up and down in between there like fucking goldfish.
We're all,
I don't know.
Die. We're all gonna fucking die.
Yeah,
we're all gonna die, and no one's gonna remember any of us over the course of that time. Do I want to be famous?
I'm talking Louis famous. I'm talking that rich, that famous, that much responsibility.
I don't know. I think I could do good with it in the weird way. I know this is gonna sound really arrogant.
But do you want it?
I don't know. I'd like to be that respected, but I don't know if I'd like to be that recognizable on the street.
What about you?
1,000%.
Wow. What about you?
No. 100% no. 100% no.
Wow.
I would love to. There's a couple things I really like in my career still, but I would love, like, I think Perfect
Somebody
Famous is like.
Me.
Do you want it?
Oh, no, what? I want what, guys?
Robert,
he's like, I would
Robert,
want it. Cut to,
want
like,
it?
The pictures of your head just surrounding you.
I mean, to be fair, Dan was still talking about how he didn't want it.
I think there's certain things I want for sure. And I'm like, and I get fucking pissed off and resentful. And I think I deserve shit. But like the perfect amount of famous is like, I'd love to have a Warren Zevon famous. Where you're never going to be Bob Dylan or Bruce Springsteen. But you got some good songs, man.
Yeah.
Fuck fame. Fuck just having that amount of people that know you to come and listen to your words.
That would be
why
good.
You need the
that would
fame,
be good to not right? entertain fucking
bachelorette
parties.
Nobody wants the fame. Nobody wants
great.
To be bothered with people like that.
Yeah, but we'll never. Comedy. Jim Serbico made the comparison to comedy to jazz.
Yeah,
we're very similar because we make the same amount of money. We work the same style of clubs, and you know. You're never Bon Jovi. You're never, you know, Rihanna. You're never, you know, the big Kanye West. But you're respected. You're holy shit. and you make a good living, you make money, but you're not make it's not like you fucking have fuck you money.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That kind of money, you can open school. Like, that's the thing. You can open school. I know it's going to sound real lame, but it's like, you're Louis. You create jobs. You can fucking open a school for somebody. You can change shit. You can really do that.
Dude, Greg. Because white children are suffering so hard.
This is what drives me fucking nuts. My dad said the same shit like 5 years ago. I think I'm going to open a school. Like, we've trained to become comedians. There's people who train to know how to open schools. We would fucking ruin a school.
No, but I'm not going to be the principal. Saying, like, I'm going to give the guy who knows how to open a school money to open a school.
We are so underqualified for everything but this. We have no fucking idea what we're doing. What are you going to open a school, Greg?
Yes, absolutely.
Those kids are going to poison themselves.
I'm not
going to
be the guy running the school.
You want your fucking bust in front of the school, your face. Give me a break.
No, I don't want my face there, but you can. I grew up fucking dirt poor. I would love to change those
just
people.
Just give money to an institution that's already there.
Who said I wouldn't do that? You're talking about opening schools.
You're talking about being the next Oprah or some shit.
Be Oprah.
Give me a break.
You created a narrative. You created fake news. No, but I would like to have, like, you see when Louis takes people on the road.
I want to create the Dan St. Germain Center for the Arts. That's what I want to do. And it's just going to be 16-year-old Polish girls who I immigrate into their country.
No, but I'm just saying, with that kind of money, you can change shit, and that would be cool. That would be cool to fucking change shit. But that's aside, the only thing that I would want with that kind of fame.
I hate when people say that they want to change things.
You think I'm
going to
be some principal straightening kids out? Come into my office. Like, I'm not doing that.
I just imagine you dancing in a dashiki with all these African school children around you, holding the textbooks.
First of all, leave the African children out of it. I hate when people say that they want to do something for the greater good, because the reality is we want to do it for ourselves. You have no interest in opening up a school. White children are not suffering enough for you to have to open up a fucking school.
What are you talking about, white children, and where did you get any of that from? Where did you get any of that
Who
from?
Who are you opening a school for?
This podcast episode.
I don't. Are we really going to get into this?
I literally have 5 cameras and I'm using my phone to film this because I want to watch this later while I'm by myself.
This podcast should be called People Who Are Unqualified to Have an Opinion.
Yeah, it is. It's called You Know What, Dude.
I'm very qualified to have an opinion, actually.
Listen, I tend to agree. Listen. You know I love you, right?
I know it sounds lame, but
Danny, listen.
you could open a school now. That's the thing.
I've got $50.
Why did you think I didn't know your name, you cunt?
It's hilarious.
Come on, I knew your name.
More fun.
Huh?
You called? I think you said guy.
No,
fella.
I do that to everybody though. I'm from Boston, that's what we do. Captain Ace. Yeah. You know what do you want to do? Hey, fucking Greggy Stone. Hey, what's up, buddy?
No, I know.
Anyways, I think I tend to agree with him, and I agree with a little bit of you too, because I know. Look it.
Yeah.
I would love to help. I tried. I'll tell you this. I tried to help.
Yeah.
A couple of years ago, I did a You Know What, Dude toy drive. I tried to help, but I just didn't want to do kids.
Those toys for Scopo.
I didn't want to do kids. I wanted to do kids in foster care, and I wanted to do juvenile delinquents from a place that I used to go. I was in, and I worked at. And my fans are fucking awesome. They donated thousands of fucking toys.
That's great.
I mean, great. And the one thing I said is, I go, look, nobody has a problem buying a little stuffed animal or something for a little kid. Mm-hmm. It's the teenage boys that don't get shit. So I needed socks and hoodies and a video game and Xbox and all this stuff. And they fucking, I mean, pulled through. Yeah. They were great. And I got all the stuff for these people. And you know what happened? I wound up... I wound up going to the fucking place, and it wasn't the place I was. It actually was just a lockup.
Yeah.
When I was in it, it was like open door setting, and they were trying to do something. And
right.
And you have all the intentions in the world, but things, the unforeseen governmental horseshit is not going to allow you to be that knight in shining armor. You can't just make $10 million or 20, it would cost probably $100 million to have a school, by the way.
I just said school,
listen,
by the way.
I know, but school is over $100 million. You understand what I'm saying?
You didn't just say school. School came from somewhere.
Because I live near the Frank Sinatra school in Astoria.
Frank did it.
Yeah, that's the. Yeah. Or it's not. It's Tony Bennett or something. I live right over there.
They have a course in disrespecting cocktail waitresses.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can't. how to hit a Jew.
Yeah, exactly.
You can't. It's not. You can't just. I understand what he's saying. It's like, dude, you make your first fucking couple million dollars. You know what you're doing? You're going to buy a house. You're going to get a car. You're going to get a vacation home. You're going to put some money in the fucking stock market. You're going to worry about your future, not other people's future. You're going to worry about you. You have no choice because you can't help anybody with fucking.
Of course. The nurse has to help.
Patrice used to say all the time.
The hurts.
Patrice used to say all the time. You get $1 million. You're a thousandaire because you spend $1, you ain't $1 million. You ain't a millionaire anymore.
Sure.
So you need $10 million, $20 million just to live the rest of your life as a millionaire because you spend any of that shit on some fucked up shit, a boat, a plane, you ain't a millionaire anymore.
I don't need to be a millionaire. I'm actually afraid of having that kind of money. If they gave me that money, I'd love to get rid of it.
Yeah, but you understand the money, your school thing stinks.
The school thing? When your kid is in the Greg's school for fucking idiots who dropped out of hospital school.
That's already proof he can't open a school. He didn't even know. He didn't even say medical school. He said hospital school.
But he's saying that he's gonna make whatever money he makes, even if he got a hit. If you got a hit sitcom on NBC,
when you go to courtroom school, you mean law school?
Greg, what the fuck are you talking about?
There's no Greg Stone school.
Great sandwich maker, chef. What are you, an idiot?
You can't. Your school thing stinks, and you got called out by fucking Grizzly Adams.
Yeah, I'm creating this fucking school. Watch, you fucking idiots. I'm a great school.
Where?
Oprah had to close her school down because they was molesting the kids left and right up there.
Yeah.
I'm not Oprah.
I'm saying? Like,
they were trying to create her dad experience.
Stop. No. You're not going to get me tied down with Oprah. Oprah, none of the views that was expressed just now have anything to do with me. And Oprah was raised by her father. Father's a very nice man. She loved him.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know about the mother, but the father was fine. And Greg, I actually think that you're...
Glad you're not afraid of anything.
Also, can I just say...
Oprah is...
Everybody's got
there.
Their gods, man.
Fuck
she's
her.
Not my god, but, you know...
Hey, ready?
Now.
Fuck her.
I want to be on Greenleaf.
That ain't shit. She ain't
like
shit
Oprah,
anymore. She's got an old channel that stinks.
No.
She's
doing
good.
Yeah, it's
she's
funny.
Fine.
Oprah's
but,
one
yeah,
of those people.
You can't
talk shit on.
You're quoting 2002 news. She's spinning around.
Hang on one second. I see this. Dan's actually backing off, so I think I'm going to back off. Oprah, I apologize.
Yes.
I really love your network.
Yes.
And Yamanika. I love Yamanika. You know what I mean? Yes. I love a bunch of Yamanikas.
It is funny. Like, when Chappelle was interviewed by Oprah, you could see, like, genuine fear in his eyes.
Yeah,
at some
sure.
time when he was, like, talking about the bit he was doing with her.
Sure.
But I'm not an ass. Like, I give money to charity every
asshole.
Year.
No one thinks you're an ass.
He does. But I volunteer. I do all that shit. I just know that if I set something up, it would probably completely fall to shit.
I set something up, and it did fall to shit because it wasn't what I wanted it to be.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. I came to this place with all this great shit.
Right.
On Xbox, games, control, hoodies for every... I mean, hats, gloves, all this awesome shit. Mm-hmm. And I pulled up to this thing, and they were like, "Hey, thank you so much." And it was two staff members that met me, and I went in and I dropped it off, and I can't meet the kids. I can't really talk to the kids. They're juvenile delinquents. And they were like, "Okay, thank you very much." And I left. It all took around 8 minutes. Months of raising shit. Months of fun. And then the other toys that I gave away to a thing down at Pier 1. And there was like, I felt bad. There was like a bunch of kids in wheelchairs. They were disabled foster kids. And they were great kids. But it was like, how do you say this? I would love to help people, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But I want to help kids like who I were, a foster care system,
mm-hmm.
kids like me. And then all of a sudden I'm here with disabled kids. I felt terrible.
But you don't like them.
It's not that I don't like them. It was just like, okay, yeah. I don't have the in me to represent all these kids.
The Lollipop Guild. And they got their own shit. Don't let them make like...
There was a lot. Let me tell you, I walked
there's
in.
There's a lot of stuff for
thousands
the...
Thousands and thousands and thousands
there,
of toys.
There's, yeah,
so
there's,
you're not going to make a school.
But that being said, all this being said, halfway through my first sentence, what I was trying to get at was with that much money, you create jobs, you create shit. Look at like Louis brought List on the road. List probably made $50,000 just for being brought on the road. So there is something to that, being able to create shit and give people that you love work.
That's bringing
and all that.
Somebody who you know is funny to open for him. That's not like opening up a school.
This is a different situation. It's the one-on-one school. You know, it's me teaching this guy.
You come off a little grandiose.
I've been getting screamed at the whole time, and I can't get my thoughts together.
Well, because she's like, I just want to be famous. I want the money.
Yeah.
He's like, I don't give a fuck about money.
No, that's not my mission statement.
I like money. I like money. I just don't want to be famous.
Let me be clear.
I don't think I'll have to worry about
the amount of people that will come out to you if you are famous for you to spread your gospel is what I like to have, that amount of people. I'm not interested in fame. I'm interested in enough money to take care of myself until I get out of here, as everybody should be. I don't have any children. How am I going to live? Who's going to have to get nursing care? You know what I mean? I maybe have dementia or something in my 90s. Jeez. So I need to pay for that.
What is your problem?
No, I'm agreeing. I think about that shit all the time.
But it's worse, though. I have a kid. I have a wife. And someday one of us is going to be gone. And someday both of us are going to be gone. And on the way out, it's going to be fucking tough. And that kid, my kid's going to have to deal with that, which is burden-esque shit. And I don't want to do that to my kid. I don't want my kid to have 5 years of fucking going to dad's house and cleaning his shit. And my kid doesn't have another kid. So any way you slice it, whether you're alone or you have a wife and a family, it all fucking sucks at the end.
The one positive of that, though, like, if you're dying for a long time and your kid has to clean your shit out and stuff, like, and I've thought about this, it's like, then they're more ready for you to go when you die. They're, like, less devastated. So they're like, all right, well, I've been dealing with this, they want you to go. Gradual. It's just really depressing to think about, too. There's nothing worse. The worst thing that I fucking see is, like, when you go into a department store or something and you see, like, a couple in their 60s or 70s taking care of, like, their severely handicapped kid and they're, like, 30s, you're like, what's going to happen to this kid? These people never got a chance to retire. This is like, like, life is fucking brutal. Like,
yeah, but I think it all becomes brutal at one point.
Yeah.
It does. Unless you grab your chest in the middle of the night and go the fuck out. Then it's okay.
If
in the middle of the night, if I'm 80 and I just go, that's good. 80's young, but if that for me, I don't want to be a burden on anybody. But that's why as corny as it is, you have to enjoy every second of where you're at.
Of course.
Not to be douchey, but there's this great French movie, Barbarian Invasions, but like at the end of it, the guy just like does a shitload of heroin and has his family surround him and say goodbye. I mean, that would be the best way to go.
Yeah.
I've never met anybody more douchier. All right, listen, we got to wrap this up. You guys, I fucking love Danny DeVito.
Who am I? I would love to know who I am in your head.
You're Yamanika, baby. Oh. You know that.
I'll be back in 2 weeks with my knitting. I will knit while I'm here.
You come back in 2 weeks. When you come in, get off your fucking phone and have a smile on your face.
And then he's like, Michael Lawrence.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming on, Danny. Thanks for coming in. What's your name? First of all, grab the microphone. I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. I'm David.
Wow,
David.
What an industry voice you have.
David works for Oprah.
Are you booking Montreal this year? Hi, I'm David. How are you? What the fuck? Where are you from, David?
I'm from, I live here now. I live in Brooklyn, but
David,
I'm from Delaware.
Now we have a bag of gifts for all our guests.
I work
on the
show. APA.
we have a bag of gifts for all our show. I'm going to, hopefully she moves a little quicker. She's scopoing it right now. Get up. So Lauren's going to go get this bag, and you get to reach into it and pull out something, and you get to keep it. It's a gift from the YKWD. Anybody who comes up to the studio gets to go into the gift bag.
Do we get these?
No.
I didn't think so.
Wow.
what a big-ass bag. Is this some of the toys you collected 10 years ago in this bag?
We cleaned the studio the other day, and it's all the shit we were throwing out.
All
right, now don't look. Here. Look straight up and put your hand in. Dig around now. There's a lot. It's wet. Well, don't touch that.
Oh, my God. It's the last shirt Robert Jenny wore. Richard Jenny.
All right. What do you got?
I got a watch.
What is it work?
A Miozone, maybe? I don't know.
That's a pretty good pull.
Yeah, watch.
What is that? Let me see.
Get it back.
Can I just dig it in and see what I would pull out?
Take that back. I want that. No, I want that. That's my heart rate monitor.
That's funny.
Yeah, reach
Are
back.
You serious?
Stab something
this is hilarious.
Else.
That's
Are you
fucking hilarious.
Yeah, reach back in. I want that.
That's hilarious. That's the first time I've ever that. Seen that again.
Your Apple Watch does the same thing.
Oh, yeah. You know what? What is that?
Like a notebook.
What is that? What is that?
No, that's
it's an iPad and a Keith and the Girl.
Oh, my God. Talk about trading down.
Yeah, go ahead. You know what?
Oh, shit.
Oh, it's two of them.
Yeah, it's two of them. Two. Those are two iPad covers.
Yeah, they're the magnetic iPad.
They're the magnetic.
This
the first
is just
gen.
Garbage.
And that is, that, yeah. That is, yeah. And then you got a Keith and the Girl. Give him the watch. I forgot that I have an I have the brand new. Give him the watch. You get the
she
watch,
said it's
too.
Broken.
Well, get a battery. You never know.
But, I just want to see what I would get. Can you just humor me? Let me dig in there. Let me dig in there.
You want a gift. I know you. You just want something. What do you want?
I want gifts.
Reach in there. Go ahead. Reach in there. What do you got?
It's going to be a copy
what
of
you
Precious.
Got? What is that?
It's a prayer thing. The Lord is... I told you I was a Christian.
That's
it's
Tibetan.
Oh, it's
yeah.
Tibetan.
Yeah, that's actually the devil.
Yeah, you're going to hell now.
What they believe? Yeah.
No, it's
that's the devil. Don't open that. If you open that, you get voodooed.
Don't say that. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke that. Don't say that. Create your own wind-blowing prayer for peace, enlightenment, and spirituality. It seems nice.
This is no, it is nice. You want it? Do you want it? Look at me. Do you need a gift today?
I need a gift.
All right. You know what, Dan? Reach in there. Grab yourself something. This is the only time I'm ever going to do it.
Thank you.
This is the only time I'm going to do it. I'm going to let the guests reach in. What do you got?
I got a photo lens for an iPhone.
That's
a good gift.
Awesome.
Yeah, pretty good. Reach
Wait,
in.
I don't. There's nothing in
yeah,
here.
Yeah, it's no, not in there. On, I can't. Yeah, that's just.
Bobby just came right through it. And then I get some fuck. I don't even know. Wait, no, I think it is in here. It is
hey.
In here.
Oh, hey, there you go. Yeah, there you go. It's in there.
Yeah, there
wait.
You go.
Hey, wait, is it? No, it's not.
Yeah, yeah. No, I have that at the house. Listen, Eric DeVito.
It's actually Paul Provenza.
Reach in there. Don't look. Grab something. There we go. What do we got?
A shawl.
That's a scarf. Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. It
now
matches what you have on.
Now my look is complete.
Yeah, it's 90 degrees.
Oh, it's a stuff found at a Greyhound station Christmas.
You look exactly like a guy that would open up a school.
All right.
All right, let's go around the room. What do you got, buddy?
You can find me
Pal, Ace, Captain.
You can find me at ericdevito.com.
Come on, don't give me, don't do it. Give me
Greg Stone _ Twitter. Check out my podcast, The Rad Dude Cast. Thanks.
Man, great having
Thank
you,
man.
On again.
Thanks for having me. I always have a great time.
I do, man. You are. I know you didn't think I know your name, but when she books you, I go, yeah.
I appreciate
I go,
it.
I love him. So I know your name. We got to get DeVito on, though. He does want to be on. That was today. Thanks for coming on. Make sure you check him out. And if you go to your shows, make sure you come up and say hi and you heard him from the show. Yammies, what you got?
Well, since I'll be back in 2 weeks, I'll spare you the June and July details.
I should let you host the show.
I would love that. But
yes.
You have to be here.
No.
He's
going to
be gone.
When I go away, sometimes I have guest hosts.
Please.
All right, let's
if they will allow me.
Who's
I think
they?
The people that hate me. If
the
they love
Illuminati.
Me enough.
Buddy,
everybody
Bubba,
hates me.
Bubba, they don't like me. Okay, don't get carried away.
Well, yeah,
how many times I get called fat fucking ignorant fuckface in my own chat room? These savages don't like anybody. It's only 30 people. That's it. It's around 70,000 people love the show. They just won't tell me. They won't tell me.
Tell him that you love him. I love him. I love him. I love him. And where he goes, I follow. I follow. I follow.
Here comes the true psychotic
anyway.
Break.
All right, go. What do you got, babe?
I just taped my half hour for Comedy Central.
Ooh, she killed. I was there.
And thank you.
Yeah,
I'm excited for that, and that's what I'm doing. And if you want to follow me, it's Yamanika everything. I don't really update my website, so you're wasting your time, but it's there, yamanika.com.
All right. I hope I want to talk to you about the cellar too, because I think you should. I mean, you're annihilating. You're fucking hilarious. But let me tell you something. It doesn't matter where you work.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I none of these other clubs worked me back in the day when everybody was up at the Strip and there was 8 people downstairs at the Cellar and that place was packed and Lucian, I never let it get me down. And right. I never hated him for it either because I get it. I was like, you know what? I got you. You're cool.
Yeah.
I'll just stay down at Boston with fucking 6 people and Louis Schaefer. And it was good for me. You know, and then I got over here. So don't worry about that shit. Thanks for coming
Thank
on.
Thank you.
What do you have besides a fucking lazy eye? Are you all right right now?
My allergies are fucking killing me.
Is it killing you, man?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
Sorry. It was pollen.
I think it's just pollen. I don't know.
My car was covered in it today.
Yeah.
You know what sucks about me is that I thought I had allergies for the last three adult allergies because my sinuses are so bad. I went and got checked. I'm allergic to nothing. It's just my fucking...
Just your aura.
You take the allergy pills all the time, though.
Who
what's
are
that
you?
For?
What do you do? Who did you just turn into? You take the allergy all the time, though. What are you, fucking a female Gilbert Godfrey? What do you got, buddy?
I'm headlining Go Bananas Comedy Club in Cincinnati this weekend. And,
how is that club?
Great. It's really fun.
I heard it's great.
It's a great club.
Who runs that?
This guy, Michael Kurtz.
Really?
Yeah.
Great. Good. All right, cool.
And then I'm doing the Big Hunt in D.C. later in the month. I think it's 2 weeks later. And then the Turnbuckle Comedy Festival Iowa. So check it out.
Thanks for coming on, man.
Thanks for having me.
Always fucking funny. I love
being here. I love being back in New York. I fucking hate having to go back to LA in a couple weeks.
Well, when are you coming back?
Probably Christmas. Depends on where our hiatus
is.
Let's
try to get
this
school going.
Yeah. Let's do it.
All right. What do we got? Talk to people real quick. Don't you fucking hit that fast forward. Don't you end this podcast. You listen. We have no sponsors today?
No, not today.
You listen to what's about to be said.
You listen
cocksuckers.
To me.
Don't skip over that. I'm done. Fuck you. Because we're doing something special right at the end. And if you skip it, you're not going to know where it is. And it's a very small thing, but it's going to be holy shit. So you listen right now. Spit it out fast.
Okay. Download the Robert Kelly's You Know What Dude app, become a premium member, $1.99 per month. If you're a fan of YKWD and you want to sit in, email me at ykwdproducer@riotcast.com. If you'd like to mail anything in for our shelves up here, it's 117 McDougal Street, New York, New York, 10012. Attention, Robert Kelly. And that is all. Oh, follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Our Instagram is YKWDude. Podcast.
Yes, and we also thank you so much for all the
sweatshirt. Did you get the email?
What?
Sweatshirt designs. We got some sweatshirt
it's
designs.
It's not sweatshirt design. They're logos.
Logo design, sorry, for sweatshirts. Bobby, I love you.
She knows how to break me quickly. As soon as I get mad at her, she goes, I love you, and I'm done. I love you too, baby.
Okay.
So yeah, we got so much artwork coming in. We're going to pick I don't know. We might use it all just to put it out there and put it on stuff. You guys are amazing. She sent me two emails full of shit. Mm-hmm. We got somebody else working on something. I saw it on Twitter that looked amazing too. So when we get it all in, we're going to go over it, and we're going to put some stuff up on merch table. So
stuff.
Send that to Lauren, too, at
ykwdproducer@riotcast.com, and I'll get back to you.
Adam, a.k.a. the fucking audio assassin. What's up? You got anything?
You can follow me on Twitter, @RecRoomAudio.
I mean, he's making
that's
this
about it.
He makes this show. I mean,
Teamwork Junior, he's the best.
Upgraded this fucking show.
Drop a computer. I'm there.
Yeah, drop the computer. Shut everything down. I don't know what. We're just going to fix it. We're fixing this. Listen, this studio started on my fucking phone, and because you cocksuckers listen every week, now we're in here with five cameras, some of the greatest comics in the world, and a creepy fan with a fucking with a watch that doesn't work. I'm kidding. You're not creepy. But you can. What else we got? That's it, right?
Well, we got your dates.
Oh yeah, spin them out.
Okay, May 5th, you're in Harris.
Live. Just know that I'm working with Nick DePaul this weekend in New Orleans at Harris Comedy Club. May 5th, one night only, two shows. I get to work. We're going with Nick DePaulo. He is. I'm telling you, he's about to pop. With this, you know what I mean? He's just his hour special is great. He's fucking hilarious, and he's him. And I love it. So I get to work with him this weekend at Harris. So if you're around, you see my shit, retweet it, share it. So you just got to share it, hit the button, and you tell all those people that you know, and then so on and so forth. Stop just viewing shit and scrolling over it. Share it, retweet it. Help us all sell fucking tickets and make people aware that we're coming and do. I know there's a lot of comics. But if you're listening right now, do it. What else you got?
May 19th, you're at Uncle Vinny's.
Woo! That should be fucking crazy. Bring your own booze. That's fun. But the club is awesome. The guys who run it have always been sweet to me. And my fans actually show up to that one-nighter. Lauren's going to be there selling the hoodies.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to sell my hoodies.
Mm-hmm.
We're bringing the tour hoodies, True Story Tour hoodies. There's summer hoodies. They're just light hoodies, but they're really good. You can have them for a nice summer night by the campfire. We're going to be having those and t-shirts there, so make sure you come down to that. What else?
8th through the 10th, you're in San Diego at the American Comedy Co.
Yes.
Great club.
I love that club. And I'm also doing, I'll be out in L.A. filming, what's his name show? Ari Shaffir's show.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. This is not happening.
And I'm in Montreal. Me, yep, exactly. Montreal, Nasty Show. So get your fucking tickets. Me, Big J, Godfrey, and Jimmy Carr. Someone else to be announced. It's going to be mental. That lineup's mental. And then I'm going to be up there doing a bunch of other shows. So Montreal this summer. I can't wait to do that. I love those people. And that's about it. So thanks for listening to the podcast. You know what, dude? We'll see you later.
You've been listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs.
Shitty jobs. Shitty jobs.
Check out riotcast.com for all of the best podcasts on the internet. And they are all free.
And they're all free.